It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
Hey yo, turn your speakers up. It's time for the loudmouth precious bitch in cyberspace. The baddest bitch in El Camino. The bitch your bitches love to hate. The bitch your niggas love to hate.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don DeColeon, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Oh.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don DeColeon, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don DeColeon, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don DeColeon, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don DeColeon, man.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style. When I die, bury me in St. Louis style. All I want for my birthday.
Don DeColeon, man.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeah, 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 what up? It's the God Sakim Ra. You chillin' with Don DeColeon, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty. Wrist moving, cookies getting took. I'm in the kitchen. Jams everywhere. Jamaica juice. I got fans everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle, hold his tag. Extend no clip, extend no roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done have more bones than Pakistan. Dope bum, and a pill bum. See, nigga, I'm ballin' you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury stove. When I die, bury me inside the truest stove. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to
Don DeColeon, man. Don DeColeon, man.
You're listening to Don DeColeon Show at WGAG Radio.
You're not who you are. Like the rest of these politicians and shit, and, and pretend that they some goddamn sheep, but they're a goddamn fucking wolf.
Right, right. I tell the truth. I mean, even when I talk, when I had a meeting with the mayor, one of the guys who's running for mayor here in New York, had a meeting with him and his wife and a couple of people, and I'm straight up. You know, I am who I am. I mean, you know, I tell them, listen, I'm running how I see, because I'm running from an advantage of the, well, from the space of having five kids, being single, a single mom. I'm running from, you know, being in an abusive relationship. I'm a person who had, you could get food stamps too back in the days. Like, people want to know you like them. You just want to help them change. You just want to give them a cheat sheet.
What about people want to know that you're in a dog magic, that you watch sick shit like Irregulars and you don't watch? God damn.
You know, the funny thing is,
you want to bring the teenage witches.
I know. I was telling somebody. I had a group the other night. Starchild happened to come in on the group, right? And she was with us. I said, listen here. I'm a group facilitator, but I'm also clairvoyant, and I'm also clairaudient. So I'm not going to sit up here and act like I don't see what I see or know what I know, because that may save life. So I'm just throwing my disclaimer out there immediately to them. Like, let me tell y'all what I am and who I am. I'm not just your regular lead group facilitator who could see shit all over you and don't say nothing to you. No, I'm going to say something to you. Maybe not in front of the group, but I will pull you and let you know. And you know, I talked about you too. Ha, the funny thing about a lot of things I learned from you. So I give what was given to me. You gave me the cheat sheet and a bunch of us that's rolling with you. So, you know, I try
to. Who told you to scrub your Facebook page? Ain't nothing bad on that motherfucker, man. But who told you to scrub it?
My friend, she's a publicist. She said, Monty, you know, you be saying a lot of black power stuff and you be saying a lot of this and that. You might have to scrub that because they may bring them.
Isn't your district or your whole little area is full of your kind and Hispanic or what?
Yeah, Hispanic and black and mainly. But the reason why they don't believe, I mean, they like me. Chavez or Chavez, whoever want to pronounce it that way. So they be like, oh, you one of us. And the black people are like, oh, you one of us. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all of y'all. I'm all of y'all. All of y'all. My father's Cuban and my mama's black. So I'm part of all of y'all.
So
yeah.
Why you got to, that's funny, your mom's a color and your dad's a nationality. Okay.
Yeah, my mom's a color. Ain't that the shit?
Yeah, and your dad is a nation.
I just say mom.
Your dad is black, girl.
My dad is dark skin. My mother used to say that my grandmother never got it twisted. My grandmother's very fair skin and with long hair. And we would always ask her, Grandma, who, you know, you speak Spanish and who are you? Who are you? And she'd be like, I'm black. And we'd be like, no, Grandma, you speak Spanish. She said, I'm black. And she held that to the day she died. She said, I never want y'all to get fucked up with that whole thing. Like, you Latino, you this, you a nigga, you black. We just,
Yeah.
So my mama black, my daddy black.
Yeah, he just happened to come from Cuba.
That's it.
Yeah, that's that's key there though. That's real key. So
and
look, what you tell your publicist though that you weren't gonna scrub your page?
I ain't scrub nothing. If you could see, I kept on posting. Shit, people gonna look on there. They gonna see shit anyway. So what?
They gonna be digging regardless, right?
They could dig all they want. I mean, and I ain't hiding.
Therefore, you ain't got to get let them dig. You just say here, there, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't got to go digging it right there. Transparency, hell is you talking about?
Exactly. But I do
right
let
there.
Them know about, when you ask me about the dark magic shit of it, but that's my disclaimer. I always say my family's from Cuba, and you know what Cubans do. My grandmother used to say, we are 98%, she said, we're 98% Christian when everything going right. We 100% Santeria when shit go wrong. I know.
Well, man, we got to get our black people goddamn back into this magic, man. This is ridiculous.
My grandmother would say
this
that
shit ain't getting
up
no goddamn well, huh?
Uh-huh. She would say that all the time. She would say, let me tell y'all something. We 98% Christian when shit go right. We 100% Santeria when shit go wrong.
I feel you. I'm with that. Because I praise the Lord through my happy days and hail Satan when it's time for this motherfucker come wreak havoc. Hell, as you come out. Can call on Almighty God and his son Jesus. And then fucking ass. You got to call on them angels, man, and say, fuck this shit. Don't call on the bad one. You don't call on your good cousin when you're in the fight. You call on your bad cousins, don't you? Call on the ones that's ready for a fight, goddamn it.
Yes.
Ready
to
kick ass.
Born to fight.
Yeah, they're just sitting there waiting like, damn, I wish somebody called me so I can fuck somebody up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
They sure
and
do.
I tell, I was staying, Grandma. That's right, goddamn it. On a bad day, hell yeah, we got to fucking call the war. The warring motherfuckers, man, to kick some ass. So look, okay, so so you're running for city council. Are you running now or when does it start?
Well, right now I wanted to run for now, but now they're saying that I can't run right now. One, because I started late, so I have to wait. So I'd rather wait anyway, and I'll tell you why. Because the guy who's over my district, he's decent, and the Bronx Borough Presidency, because that's what he was banking on, getting in as the Bronx Borough President. He's like a very well-known political strategist, and she's like, wait, Wait for like 2 years. Wait for a few years. Get your name out there more so in Hunts Point so you're synonymous with your district. When they think of Hunts Point, they think of you. When they see, they hear you, your name, they hear and see Hunts Point because your business is picking up speed in that area. I want you to get more visible. So it's not
even Why is it too late?
Because I started late because you have to have a certain amount of money in the bank by a certain time. And you also, like, if you want to do matching funds, which the city of New York does, then you have to also have that paperwork done. Because I got the inspiration to run, like I need to do something. But she's like, nah, I got you, because she clicked me in with a couple. Yeah. One of them I real clicked in with. So she's like, let me click you in with him. More than likely, you'll be clicked into that side. So then it'll be nothing for you to get what you need. So I'm
what
just
are you
trying
on
to work
doing
with you too.
For that district? What's your mission?
My mission is to, my mission is this, that we shouldn't have to wait for just take care of our neighborhood. Like, that's the thing that happens in Black and Latino neighborhoods is that they wait for gentrification. But when gentrifiers come in, they displace y'all. Like, you're not going to be able to stay here. So if you want to keep your home, which Latino communities in New York, I know it's Latino communities other places like Mexicans, different, you know, different groups of Latinos. But primarily in New York, we have a lot of Puerto Ricans, we have a lot of Dominicans, and you have some Hondurans, Cubans, and stuff that mixed in and Mexicans. But the predominant groups are Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. And they are very territorial and they're ancestral. So you have apartments.
What color are they, though? What race they belong to?
They black. They black.
Okay, good. All right, just say black.
They black.
Me so I can see it.
They
so
black.
Basically, we're predominantly black. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, but like Hunts Point was known to be an area where all those Jewish and Italian landlords burnt the Bronx down in the 70s. Latino and black people stayed there. They just stayed there. They made it their community. So they're harder to push out and gentrify than, say, Bed-Stuy or Red Hook or Coney Island or all these other places. They lock horns with each other. And
so how are you going to, what's the mission of, are you like, how, so will you have a budget to upgrade?
Budget. Once you're in city council, you'll be placed on like different projects. So like you'll be part of like the land share or the land share group, or you'll be part of urban renewal and stuff like that. I want to be part of the urban renewal because that's part of where the apartments and the housing and the owning of your property comes in. I want to be a part of those groups so that those people won't be misplaced or displaced. And we can build up the community because they want Hunts Point because Hunts Point is booming. It's near the port. It's near where we have a ferry out there now. It's near the water. It's actually So
okay.
My area.
So you can tell that
they big
prime real estate.
Yes, they already put a Metro North.
So look, though, if they're telling you to run within 2 years, man, that shit is already going to be taken over.
Not necessarily, because the Bronx is holding to go along with the program because they know that's what's coming. So they're pushing back. The people in the community are pushing back. They're pushing back on the lawmakers.
And the mayor and all that. What about them?
Our mayor is the worst, and God knows history. He's the worst. He gotta go that year because he's that pissed poor.
So how many years he got left as mayor?
This is his last couple of months. And
new
mayor comes in November. Mm-hmm. So that's why they were saying wait, because you already clicked in with two of them. One of them I used to work with at NYPD. Him and another one I'm just meeting through my political strategist, but he seems very promising. Because he comes from Wall Street. He's the first big black banker of Wall Street. Huge budget. So I'm trying to see, either way, then unless they throw Andrew Yang and give these Asian people a bone.
Okay, so what's your next?
Well,
so, I mean, what's your next step? You know, yeah, so you're on the to prevent regentrification. What else you got?
Well, this the next step is to make sure we have urban housing, make sure we have affordable housing. And
time out. We got Neff saying it's Asian city. He will win. He said it's Asian season. Excuse me.
This is why I said they.
That's why they milking the hell.
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yep. They're milking it in New York because he's running. And I believe they told Andrew Yang to step out of the presidency because we're going to throw you in New York City.
Wow.
But now he's popping New York. Like, oh, I'm running for the mayor. It's like everybody knows once you become the mayor of New York, you on the map. You running for mayor? And then all of a sudden, this thing got upticked with all these Asian hate crimes. But that whole thing with Cuomo, and I was telling my partner this, my boyfriend, I said, listen, remember when Cuomo fucked up with that whole, okay, we know he fucked up with that nursing home thing, right? But see, an Asian assemblyman questioned him about it because he lost a relative in one of them homes during COVID. So he was pitching a bitch. And Cuomo called him on some gangster shit. You keep running your mouth, I will ruin you. He happened to take Cuomo, and he spilled the beans. And after that, next thing you knew, it was all these Asian hate New York.
Wait a minute. How long after the Asian hate crime started popping up? Like after he said that, like a week later?
Maybe a few weeks. Neff knows all this shit, but if maybe like 3 weeks, I want to say 2 weeks, all of a sudden all these people started getting beat up. And I was like, wait a minute, in New York? I mean, we do have an occasional argument with the Chinese delivery man or, you know, with the hair beauty supply store shit, but ain't nobody walking around here beating up no Chinese people or Asian people. Sounds like this sounds like this is crazy. But I would not be surprised if he was paid to do this shit to Asian people.
Okay, hold on. Rewind me back, because, you know, I ain't been paying attention to a goddamn thing. But look, rewind it back. So how long, are you talking about like now? Like, when is this, when they start beating up Asian motherfuckers, was what, this month? Or, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it started going, okay, when did that thing come out about Cuomo? I think it came out, what is this April? I want to say that thing came out like about January or so. They started talking about him with the whole COVID deaths and all these nursing home people died and so on and so forth. And one of the Asian guys decided he was going to say something to him. He called him or spoke to him personally about it because one of his relatives died in a nursing home. He taped Cuomo saying, you know, like, I'll ruin you politically, like, shut your mouth, like that kind of thing. And we all know how Cuomo is. Next thing I knew, everybody jumped on the bandwagon. I was looking at New York one day, and everybody jumped on the bandwagon. Like, oh, he's a bully, he's this, he that, he's always doing that. This is what he always does. And then Bill de Blasio came out. And then it started to hate against Cuomo. And they wasn't even saying nothing about all the people that died in the nursing homes. It became a whole thing of Cuomo and these women and the Asian beat the and all the sexual harassment charges started popping up, and the Asian alleged beating started popping up.
And when the Asian alleged beating started popping up, this is still in January?
No, this is like around February. It started getting a little crazy. Because it was still, you seen February, then March, and then it started getting more. They started ramping it up more in March. You really started seeing the alleged crime like we had the other day. Watching on the news, two Asian women got beat up. One Filipino woman got kicked in the head, stomped down in front of a luxury apartment building in Manhattan. The doorman closed the door. He didn't even help her.
And this is all in February.
This is all in March. February didn't.
Oh, now we're in March.
Going on. Right. February has some ass kickings going on, but it didn't ramp up as much as you see it now in March. It got really crazy in March. Like, it was like every other day somebody Asian was getting.
So who's behind the whole Asian getting beat up shit? If everybody turned on Kumo.
I have my suspicions. I don't put nothing past them Democrats. So I don't know. Beating that a woman got assaulted in New York. When I looked at him, I said, that's a homeless guy. After that, then you got to trace it back to Bill de Blasio, who closed all the down and let these people go out in the streets. So who's behind this? This is a Democrat city. So this is a guy who, and he killed his mother. Mind you, he was in jail for 15 years for killing his mother. So who let him out? Rolled him. Now he's homeless, living in the street, and then he allegedly beat this woman so brutally, she's in a coma. So I don't know.
Now we're in March.
Mm-hmm.
And the Asian guy is pulling up, the Oriental. Andrew Yang is running.
He's running for, he's running for mayor. It's him,
and then,
it's Maya
then
Wiley.
The Atlanta incident with the Asians.
Uh-huh.
And then some black guy blurred photo, like they ain't got the state of the art video. His photo is blurred. Beat an agent. That was earlier this week, right?
Yeah.
Beat an agent. Photo blurred like a motherfucker. So
another
what the
one
fuck? Is this the China takeover?
I think I remember hearing Neff talk about that Biden is clicked in with China.
Oh, yeah.
So now
he is.
I'm thinking, is this all this shit? Because now, if Biden is clicked in with China.
No, he is.
China,
yeah. China been waiting on Biden to take the seat. Even the whatever the China man that run the shit literally came out with a statement that now that Biden's in, you know what I'm saying, Biden better do everything. He Google it. But he didn't say it like that, but he say something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're creating, okay, this shit
they're
is too, that the Asians getting their ass beat the fuck up. And they paying motherfuckers, like they paid that white boy to go in there and shoot up that shit in Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they paying motherfuckers to do this shit.
And I honestly think they are now, what they're trying to do is put Asians in a protected class like they put the LGBTQs. INALMNOP. They're trying to put
And it makes sense because the world knows outside of the dumbasses that China is taking over America. So to put them in a protected class so that we won't go out and start blasting these Chinese motherfuckers, communist motherfuckers. So they 19 steps ahead causing this shit because they already know them patriots know what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody knows
about
this is a straight-up communist-ran American country by the goddamn Chinese government, Chinese Communist Party. Okay.
Right.
I can see it. I see it. So they're creating it. And now, China will be protected. The Chinese China people will be protected like the LGBT.
Asia. Because they keep saying Asia, right? But Asia
they don't
want to
say
China. Right?
Yeah, no. They're talking about
Asia. So then when you look at Asia, you got to
they all Edomite. Because they all Edomites. Because for the record, you remember last year or two that the black people tried to shut down the nail salon because they fought this woman? Remember that? What state was that in? It was a brutal fight, man.
It was in New York.
On
Nostrand Avenue. And they beat the grandmother with a broom and they tried to shut the nail salon down, which they did, but see, shit didn't jump and the earth didn't quake until this little girl got out there. They have that footage on YouTube. This little girl got out there and started speaking to the ancestors, and a fucking thunderbolt came down and shook the whole ground.
What?
Yeah, they got that shit on YouTube. That little fucking girl got out there and started speaking to them ancestors. And that whole fuck, and I mean, it was crazy out there.
How long ago was that again? Was that last year or year
before?
That was
last year. That was last year.
That was 19, right?
Hold on. I'm going to look it up. I think it was 19. Let me see.
Yeah, it had to be like, yeah. 2020. So it was 2019, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. That shit happened in 2019.
In Brooklyn.
And everybody, just about everybody with some sense was at war with the Edomites. Everybody with some sense, like me.
Yeah. It was in the nail shop.
Now, mind you now, they supposed to be the Vietnamese. Like the Vietnamese got lockdown. The Koreans got the beauty supply on lockdown. And the goddamn Chinese motherfucker selling you dog meat. And you call me goddamn, you call it chicken fried rice and the dog goddamn meat. Yeah, okay. There's some interesting shit going on. Goddamn, okay. So this is basically a strategic plan. New York, right?
Yep.
That they're doing. Yeah. Yeah, because as a matter of fact, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I went on Facebook on my phone like last week or two, you know what I'm saying? And it popped up. Some shit popped up like say no, no hate to Asians or some shit like that. Like something like that. Like click that you love Asians. Some old shit that Facebook put on this shit. I don't know if anybody's seen that shit. But it says something about, you know, stand for Asians or
stand with the Asian,
you know,
community.
Yeah, some old shit like that popped up. And I said something wrong with this shit. The Facebook behind this shit too. Something else going on.
You know, but I think they keep saying Asian, but they not counting in them Indians and them Pakistanians and them Afghanis because they all from Asia. That's all Asia. So why y'all just centering around the Koreans, the Vietnamese?
Because they're
the
throwing
Chinese.
The word, they throwing that one word out so nobody could see China involved. They say Asians that hide China. Because China buying up everything. Huh? China is control of your government right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so to say Asians and not say you stand with Chinese people, then of course people like us will automatically know, man, y'all about to bring in the communists, the Chinese Communist Party telling us we stand with Chinese people. But to say Asians, you don't know which Asian it is. You don't know if them Asians at the spa in Atlanta was Chinese motherfuckers or goddamn Koreans or Vietnamese or whatever the fuck other names you said a few seconds ago. You know what I'm saying? Them other goddamn things. But nah, that's the high China. And now you got homeboy coming in this bitch. What's your name? What's that boy's name? Y'all mentioned Andrew Yang.
Yeah,
where he
Andrew
is?
Yang.
From China, Korea.
He's Chinese.
Hong Kong. Yeah, see that? That Chinese right there. Goddamn dragon, because the dragon won't bow down to the eagle and the bear. And they done bought Jamaica. Chinese buying up a whole bunch of shit, getting closer and closer to America.
They own half of Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, when they crossed over, remember like 5 or 6 years ago, when they started taking over Africa, they took over the black women in Africa, making them get pregnant and shit, impregnating them, all types of shit. Doing some real foul shit to them. Yeah.
They got a diabolical plan going on. That's why I don't be fucking with no Asian or Chinese, nothing. And I, you know, it's funny because I had to go get some shampoo the other day, and I went inside the beauty supply store. Usually they want to follow you around and say shit, whatever, but they were so nice. They gave me extra shit in the bag, and, oh, how you doing, my sister? I said, my sister, I'm your sister today?
Man, they all got the memo.
Don't even speak.
Yeah, Yeah, they all got the memo.
But you know what I looked at too, Don? You know what I looked at though, Don? Remember Joe Biden was the crime bill guy. He was part of that whole crime bill when they called young black men super predators. And so with me, what I feel is that they know that they're going to try to get these people in a protected class because Biden is known to have done that before. Because now, if you assault an Asian person in New York, it's considered a hate crime now.
If you were what?
And then I just if you assault an Asian person in New York now, it's considered a hate crime.
God damn, but you can still goddamn shoot a nigga in the head and that ain't a hate crime.
Exactly. Like lynching, it has still not been a anti-lynching bill is still in the, you know, and not has it passed yet.
Damn.
It's still lynching.
Everybody protected except niggas.
Except black people, yep. And I looked at that and I said, they charge this guy with hate. If I have an argument right now with an Asian person in the nail salon, they call the police on me, they'll file that report and say it's a hate crime. Not that the bitch fucked my name.
Wow.
Well, she ain't doing it right.
When did this hate crime bill hit? Was it after the fight at 2018 at the nail salon?
Maybe, because I know that when I heard the news yesterday, it said that the man who brutally beat that woman, the Filipino woman, he's being charged with a hate crime.
Damn, nigga still don't get no hate crime.
Love doesn't got the job done. Okay? Love doesn't work. Religion doesn't work. Nothing works.
Ay, bitch, I do rich shit, huh? My money thick, thick, ay. Walk with a limp, huh? I'm on some pimp shit, ay. She say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit, huh? I'm in my bag, bitch, huh? I'm on your ass, bitch, huh? I'm in that new shit. You on that last year, huh? Bitch, I do pimp shit, huh? Ho, you on simp shit, ay. He say you all about money, yeah. I'm on that cash shit, ay.
Show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Do you want your kids to grow up like the guys you hang with, that you chill with? Bill Gates doesn't hang.
Money good. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Ah.
Elon Musk doesn't hang.
Money good. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Ah.
Warren Buffett doesn't chill.
Money good. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Ah.
Henry Ford didn't chill.
Money good. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Ah.
Steve Jobs didn't chill. I don't chill.
Money good. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Ah.
Love doesn't got the job done. Okay? Love doesn't work. Religion doesn't work. Nothing works.
Money good. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Ah. Aye, aye. Money good. Throw up where I'm from, let them know I'm still hood. I ain't had to get nobody hit, but I could. Before I post a pic, should I flex? Yeah, I should. I ain't gotta worry about shit. Money good. Ride with some hitters and they wish a bitch would. I don't wanna argue about it, baby, yeah, I'm good. If she got a fan, let her in, yeah, she good. I don't gotta worry about it.
Please welcome, Nefertiti, surviving the game. Surviving the game.
Hey, what's going on? We the building for the money ground. Yeah. Back in the saddle. Board in the saddle. What the man say? I ain't going to say we back. That would imply that we back from something, right? But here we go. Y'all ready? All right, let's talk about some things that are happening right now. We're going to start on the political side when it comes to economics for sure, because you got to know what these politicians are doing. Politicians never seriously affect your life big time for the most part. But what they do on the economic side can just give you an overstanding to know what to do. You know, that's how I take to it. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to do what they're going to do. But it's always about how do you react to it and how you can take advantage of it. How do you benefit from it? Because don't ever think that you can't take advantage of laws that they're laying down in relation to the free market, because you can. You just have to understand what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? And how you can benefit from it. So let's start with there. And this infrastructure bill that they're trying to get passed, they will get some type of infrastructure bill passed. May not be everything that the Democrats want, because for one, they're trying to put a lot of bullshit in that package, as they always do. You know, they want to, you know, do shit that has to do with their agenda. But when you talk about infrastructure, we're talking about building. That's what infrastructure is. You're talking about building the interior of your country. That's bridges, roads, subways. Like, since we're in the internet age, that's Wi-Fi and Ethernet and all those things, all that connectivity, right? So understand, depending on what field that you're in and what you're doing, it's going to be an opportunity to really cash in. Because let me tell you something I found out during this time. And when it comes to government contracting, because that's something that I've been heavily paying attention to, trying to understand the ins and outs of government contracting. There is a certain amount of money and work that the government has to set aside for what we deem small business. I hate to use the word minority, but you understand, if you got shoe, if you got melanin, that they got to set aside work for folks who make proposals. And when they hand out the huge contracts to the big companies, even they have to do a level of subcontracting to satisfy government standards, right? So that's an opportunity. That's an opportunity for you to go out and bid and win contracts, man. So it's a lot of little stuff that goes into it, but I'm saying there's going to be so much money going to be made during this time after they pass this infrastructure bill. So like everything else, how do people capitalize? You have to be in position. Let me tell you something. All my years of playing basketball, one thing I've learned is as to be a great rebounder. Right? So what is a rebound? Rebound is getting something that comes off of something. It happens to come off of the rim. Bound, hit something, and it bounces. Right? It can go left, right at you. The key is to be in position to rebound. That means you have to do work. That means fighting underneath the board on the floor. I love that analogy, because you got to see the visual. What happens when you battle underneath to position yourself to get the rebound, to capture that shit? You have possession of it, and then what can you do? You go and score. It is the same thing in business. How do you position yourself? What work have you done? You know what I'm saying? Understanding how to write proposals and all this shit, but more importantly, having your house in order, your financial house in order. If you are an entrepreneur, you are in business, and you just kind of keep going. It's a process, and you got to stick with the process if that's something you want to do, because sometimes you can get a award or contract like within a couple months. Sometimes it takes a while, depending on what kind of contract you're going on after. It might take you 12 months, 18 months to get that shit, but this is steady, slow and steady wins the race, as they say. But you get that, so that infrastructure bill is going to be huge, and they're talking about, Democrats want to get want that bill to be $3 trillion. $3 trillion. I understand. So, and the Republicans probably want it somewhere like $1 trillion, right? So just understand, they're gonna do shit in the trillions, not the billions, not the hundreds of billions, but the trillions. And I just understand that you need a slice of that. You know what I'm saying? You should want a slice of that. You know what I'm saying? So you got that. So that's on the government side that's coming up, right? So I think that bill goes up to the floor coming up pretty soon, because I just see the Republicans want it to be $1.2 trillion, and Democrats, like I said, they want it to be $3 trillion on the infrastructure package, right? So we'll see what comes of it. But again, that's an opportunity. That is an opportunity. That's all I want people to understand. That there is an opportunity, all right, if you play your cards right. You know what I'm saying? If you just really get out of your fucking square box, you know, start thinking outside of shit. All right, I'll get into probably in the week to come more skill set shit, but I just want to talk to y'all because I've been talking to y'all a lot about business and what's happening out here. The new thing, you know, that's coming out of this pandemic is remote work. Remote work is here to stay in a lot of industries, right? And this is the part that I'm saying. If during all this time when people were slowed down, shut down, and things had a pause, especially in 2020, man, if you are a worker, depending on how you see yourself, if you did not gain a new skill, man, you're putting yourself, like, as we say, behind the eight ball. Because you should be, you have to be forward-looking. You know what I'm saying? You have to see what it will be, not what it is right now. Where is, to me, this is where right knowledge is your equalizer. You should be able to see the future. You should be able to, like, see the future when your mind is right and you got right knowledge. You should be seeing everything that is about to happen, right? That puts you ahead of the curve. So remote work is here to stay, meaning that if you like to work for somebody else, it ain't nothing wrong with working for somebody else if that's your thing, because some people like that. They like the order. They like to know what it is that they have to do for the day and knock that shit out. So if that's your flow and you like to do shit like that, understand that the globe is now looking for talent. You are not bound to even this country. You're not even bound to America. International Fortune 100 companies that are looking for global talent, and you can do it from your home. And this is why it's so big for women right now. This is why you have to skill up if you are a woman who makes her own money. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's so much opportunity that is now here. They're throwing away degrees to a certain extent, you know, that you don't have to have a degree to this. You don't. So that mean, what does that mean? If you don't have to have a degree, then what do you have to have? Skill. You have to have a skill set. Okay? So whether that's, if you are creative, you love to create, you like to work with video, audio, you should be in some type of level of marketing. That means you can create. You're creative. Whether that be with your pen and pad. I always say, like, Dawn can write. She writes really good copy. When I say copy, that means a story that you want to get across, or an emphasis that you want to get across in the written down. It's a great copywriter. Copywriters make great fucking money because everybody don't have that skill to be able to press emotion, to pull people in with their words. Now, that can be orally too, right? Because you have video, so you can talk that. You see what I'm saying? It's just so much. And women, over 3 million women lost their jobs during this pandemic. 3 million. So understand that 40% of the workforce, according to some of these reports, 40% of the workforce will be remote. And women, there will be a normalization, right, of making hundreds of thousands to millions from your home. You don't have to go and be physically somewhere. You could be right here. Because now we got Zoom. We got Skype. We always had it, but now it's being totally integrated into everyday work. So to get a customer, to get a client for a company, you can do it right over your computer. These are just things. Because understand, if you are in labor, and if you are a man and you are in the labor force, you did a whole bunch of warehouse shit and all these other things, you will be obsolete coming soon. Because a robot is coming to a warehouse near you. Even if you went to construction, if you're not even on the higher level of the pecking order in construction, a robot near you is coming for your shit. Masonry, all that stuff. We have to have someone who controls the computer. So get, that's a skill set that you can learn from home. Okay? So you got that. Now, you know what I'm saying? That I just want to really press that point. Really want to press that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just where it is, and that's where the higher levels of money. All right? And if you are in business for yourself and you're looking to raise capital again, now is the time. There is, and again, I say it again, especially for women. They have so many funds that have come out of this shit. I was during the pandemic, I was saying how it was coming. They were formulating all these funds. Now they have to release the money. Okay? There is a female founders fund. Female founders fund. It's a venture capital. They are now the largest seed fund for women. What is the seed fund? Seed fund is when you just got an idea. It's a seed. It's like the garden. It's just the seed. You ain't got no product. You ain't got nothing. You have an idea. People will give you money for an idea. If the idea is valid, if the idea has a market, and the idea has traction. What is traction is like on your tires, traction, and has the ability to stick and gain momentum. Okay? Now is the time, because as the world starts to come back to some level of normalcy, them people want to keep making money, period. So they're going to have to dump that money into someone or something, right? For the women that's in healthcare, right, because we do, we have the largest percentage of where women work are in the healthcare field. That's no surprise, right? We're natural nurturers and everything like that. We're one of the most more compassionate. So we are in the health field space big time. But to be in there on as your own boss is the trend that's popping for a while. But they blocked me out for that shit because they want me to subscribe. I wanted to talk about tech, women in tech. Others, they always have some tech part that's applicable to you, you know, applicable to your business, like white labeling apps, right? Because if you are just a service provider with no technology, you risk not. You can have more value to your company if you're able to incorporate some level of technology, which is usually an app, some type of app, some artificial intelligence inside of your business. And trust me, it's there. It's here. So understand that bring some kind of technology into your business. All right. Let me talk about a couple of things that people are doing who have been successful during this time, right? All right, I just wanted to put this right real quick. According to Inc.com, the end of this so-called pandemic, whatever they want to call it, is going to be a boom for women entrepreneurs. A boom. This is according to them. All right? Because women understood that I can't rely on other people. So then you have to take that power back, take your power back and believe in yourself to get shit done. Says the pandemic could be a seeding of a lot of startups, and particularly women. Professional networks are seeing ample opportunities for women-owned businesses. Now, we already knew that, and for them to this is how you take advantage of all this equality, equity bullshit. I don't care what they do on the federal government level with that, because to me that's all talk. But on the lower level, so to speak, on the ground level, you got to make if these motherfuckers talking about is here, it's about who's going to take it. Who's going to take it? All right. There is shout out to the folks in Atlanta and GA for the new Black Wall Street that they got out there. And I want to make sure I say this right. Is it Stonecrest? I don't know if it's Stonecrest. I could be wrong where I'm saying that they built this plaza of which is like, you know, like a mall for where black businesses are. You know, they want to reignite that energy of what it means to have black businesses in a centralized location, on a centralized location. It's a beautiful thing. This is how you restore community. You restore community by having services for and product for your people where they live. People want to know how you change communities, how you turn it from a hood into a neighborhood. It's going to take those who want to be there and then put in the work for the transformation. That means you have to provide product and services where niggas live. And it can't be other people. It has to be people who look like us, who look like you and I. That's what they're doing in Georgia. And this is what now they're doing again in Tulsa, Oklahoma. What am I talking about? It's called a movement called Ignite Black Wealth Creation, and they are rebuilding. The Black Wall Street is underway in Tulsa, according to this article. Let me just read it real quick before my time is up. It says, we already know about the 1921 situation, all right? So what they have done, says, Build in Tulsa believes in its possibility. The group strives to ignite black wealth creation to move Tulsa forward over the next, they say, 100 years. That's lofty, right? Because you have to be able to think. You have to have a vision for not next week, not next month, not a year from now, 5, 10, 15, 20. You have to be that level of visionary when you're doing things. Even if you run, do your own shit, can you see past the trees? You have to be able to see past the trees that are for, you got to be able to see that shit way out and what you want to do. It says, build the Tulsa plan, it says, build in Tulsa plans to focus on what? Tech, business, and entrepreneurship to move Tulsa forward through black wealth creation. They said, we want to be the world's most black entrepreneur-centric ecosystem. What did I just say? Build an ecosystem. This is the same shit I said 2 weeks ago, high damn politics, when it came to money that they just gave to the city of Oakland to social workers to try to clean up violence and shit. I said they needed to reinvest that money to revitalize the businesses along those communities, along those major strips where everybody walks to and fro, where you got cars zipping up and down the street. That's where the economic investment goes into people who actually want to create. Give shit to the creator. You know, shit. All right, so you got that. It says that's what they look to do. So the mission is to build in Tulsa is to create a scalable, that means growth, tech-forward business and entrepreneurship ecosystems to catalyze the creation of generational black wealth. It says the tech industry is the largest and fastest generator of wealth next to real estate. I would say real estate first, to be honest with you, outside of tech. Tech has the biggest boom, meaning that if you hit on a technological advancement or a product, it can boom faster. But if you're talking about long-term maintaining, it's real estate. So, but the tech industry is the largest and fastest generator of wealth in the history of this world. He said, we want to focus on tech because we believe it is the channel for multi-generational wealth creation. So what does that mean? That means you got to, what are your children studying then? Because, again, if you're not getting the skill where you learn how to code, you know how to read Python, you know how to read JavaScript and do all these things that are actually available to you, then you have to see that in your children. Get your children on STEM, science, technology, math. All right? You know, so that's what you got there. So, and before I leave, I got a couple of minutes left. I want to wrap with you about the term people who selling out because they literally sell their company. I'm tired of seeing these niggas on Facebook who have no clue what it means to grow something to exit it. And even if it's just a partial buyout. In a perfect world, you would love to build something of great value, and if you could buy, sell part of your company to a person who got the same hue as you, that would be beautiful. You know what I'm saying? If I could sell a piece of company that I create to, Robert, I forget his name. He's like a multi-billionaire brother. Okay, here. Okay. I get that phone from a distance. That's my cue. All right, to sell it. Stop calling people like Jay-Z and all these people and sisters who are selling their company. Okay? Because what people know who sell pieces or a whole of their company understand that you can then take that money and create something else. You know, people act like they sell their companies and people don't do shit ever again. No, they sell their company, get the cash, get the 100, 200, 300, 600 million, and then go create something else. And that's what it is. So stop calling people sellouts, man, because they sell either their whole company or pieces of their company. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want the, you know, thinking everybody got to have a Coca-Cola brand and shit like that. Even Coca-Cola sold from the original people. You know why? Because Warren Buffett owned that shit now, majority owner. So that's how you know. All right, so with that, that's the money grab, man. Let's get into it. Y'all ready? The greatest show on earth, Don DeColeon.
Look at the air. Look at the hang.
People always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb questions. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite.
Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Don DeColeon Show.
Oh yeah, y'all already know what time it is. The moment that you've been waiting for, the one that you've been waiting to hear, the one that calls the call, that calls the effect. Put your hands together for the baddest bitch in hell below. Don DeColeon!
Cologne. I'm in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do. Cologne.
El Cologne, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Don DeColeon Show. Thank you, Nell, for that money grab. Always an honor and a pleasure. Great day to everybody tuning in to the Don DeColeon Show, man. Hope y'all having a wonderful Wednesday. It is Hot Damn Politics tonight, Nell. Are we on and popping Hot Damn Politics? Shout it, yay, nay, yo, maybe. So, yeah. Yeah, we're doing Hot Damn Politics tonight at 9. We gonna do it, goddamn it. We gonna do that Hot Damn Politics, man. Great day to everybody over there in the after party. Hope all is well with you, my man, Bingy D, C9, him is in the building. It's official. Special shout out to Miss Hudson, Nick Vett, Devotion Goddess. One time for Sister X, Zena in the building. Great day, Zena. Everybody over there on the call lines, hope all is well with you. Damn it, all is well with you, man. Special shout out to Zena over there in the, where you at, Zena? El Cologne Radio. Special shout out to Star Dancer Supreme. One time for Twain Star Devil Eye. I see you, baby. Yeah, I saw it. I just want to tell you, I ain't see it, but I saw it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't click play, but just in case you need to know. Anybody else over there on El Cologne Radio that's on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, man, and hit the like button. And you'll be notified when we go live. Also, follow WGAG Radio on Facebook. And you already know Don Corleone, man. And, you'll know about us. The call-in number, if you need it, baby, call-in number is 515-605-9828. That's only if you got Verizon. If you can't get in with that number, the call-in number is 425-569-5274. That'll get you in, baby. It is official, man. Oh, I said, Neff, I said, hot damn politics tonight, right? We're doing hot damn politics tonight. I am completely, how do you call it? I'm done packing, unpacking, excuse me. It took, let me see. Ah, shit. I think it was last Monday the movers came and bought a whole bunch of shit in this bitch. And I just finished, hold up, put this on speaker for 12 seconds. I just finished, I just finished unpacking everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Only thing now, I got a bag full of king bedding fucking shit, and I don't have a king bed. Yeah. So it's just under trash bags of king bedding and shit. But that's about it, man. I'm almost settled in. Feeling great. You know what I'm saying? Feeling a little bit better around this bitch. I'm almost settled in. And let me see what else humans say. Okay, wait. I'm almost settled in. Almost. I'm about 95% settled in. Thank you. All you haters, thank you so much. And let me see what else. Well, I was about to say something else. God damn, I forgot what I was about to say. I just got a few knickknacks. I just got about a few knickknacks and shit, man. Starting all over again. I'm changing my life. Yeah, so I got to start all over again. Got to clean up what I messed up. So I'm starting all over again. And trying to get somewhere with this shit. Got something to tell you, motherfuckers. Oh, okay. So y'all remember on the live feed? I guess I just tell people again, over again. I'll start over then. You know what I'm saying? Because I already told people. What up, Indy? I miss you, babe. What up, my friend, to the end? Anyway, but I'm trying to get together. I hate to repeat myself, man. I wish I would have said all this shit on the fucking show so then I'd give y'all a little update. But the shit kind of funny and shit. But anyway, so I got me a U-Haul trailer, for those who don't know, and just packed up everything that I was living out of with the Airbnb and shit. Okay, you got to follow me closely. Now, hold on. You got to follow me closely. So, in other words, I had about 8 suitcases and 2 bikes, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, all my baby dolls. I take my baby dolls with me. About 8 suitcases. Yeah, and my 2 bikes. I've been traveling with them motherfuckers, right? So now it's time to go cross the goddamn the other side of Florida and be settled in where the fuck I'm at now. So I had to get a U-Haul trailer. So I got a U-Haul trailer. And trying to bag that bitch in the fucking driveway was a motherfucker, okay? That's the moral of the goddamn story. Pulled out. They goddamn put the trailer on the bitch and drove it. Had no problem driving that bitch till it was time to back it into the driveway. So, of course, had issues backing it into the driveway. I don't know if any sisters ever drove a trailer, had a trailer hitched to the back of their vehicle or whatever. But let me tell you something, bitches. It's a motherfucker. Okay? So anyway, I just said, fuck it. So I backed it on in. This is during the time, if anybody been paying attention to all that little Florida shit, Hurricane Elsa and all that shit, So we're getting a lot of rain on the other side, on the, what's that shit called, the Gulf of Mexico side, right? So anyway, and so I wanted to back it in towards the garage of the Airbnb home, you know what I'm saying? So just in case it rained the day I got to fucking get kicked out the Airbnb and go across from the other side of Florida. Okay, well, I got to tell this long-ass story because, bitch, I got 4 hours on this show. We're three now. Okay, so make a long story short, boom, I've been trying to goddamn back that bitch in. So now I'm like, damn, I'm going to have some fucking problems when it's time to, you know what I'm saying, when it's time to fucking leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to leave the property of the Airbnb, man. I can't get the fuck out this bitch. All right, can't bag the bitch. I can't even bag it back and shit, having issues like a motherfucker. Anyway, so Sananda with her smart ass, she was like, why don't you YouTube? I said, fuck. All right, cool. So I went to fucking YouTube and just saw some goddamn motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, showing how you bag a trailer in, and it's basically the opposite and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If you're going left, you need to turn the wheel to the right. If you're going right, you need to turn the motherfucking wheel to the left. All right, so bam, I figured that part out. Bam, finally back the bitch in. Now, speed it up. Boom, pack the motherfucking trailer up, headed across Florida to the Atlantic side now. Okay, I got to tell y'all this shit for a reason. Okay, so now I'm like, it's going to be a piece of cake. You know, I'm driving 3 hours on my little U-Haul trailer in the back of my fucking car, man, feeling like a goddamn white bitch in the movie and shit, man, like she's leaving her home and all this other type of shit. Feel like a little movie scene, man. I'm feeling great. Then the motherfucking shit. Pull up to the neighborhood. I already had it in my mind about to do the same shit, bag this bitch all the way in and unload the trailer. Well, unfortunately, my dumb ass decided to pull up in the neighbor's yard across from the driveway and try to back it in straight, and I was stuck in the neighbor's driveway. And they have a wraparound driveway, but they were getting solar panels. So it was a bunch of shit preventing me to use their whole goddamn driveway to back out. So I'm stuck in these folks' driveway for about 30 goddamn minutes, me trying to back out of their driveway. First, me trying to bag, use their driveway to bag into my driveway, and blah, 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 right? So that took about 30 minutes, and that did not work. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to try to bag out of their fucking driveway and start the fuck over. So I decided to try to bag out the driveway, which was impossible. I almost hit my mailbox, all this type of shit. And so now I'm stuck trying to bag the fuck out their driveway with the trailer for another 30 goddamn minutes. Stuck in the E4 yard like a bitch. And so any goddamn way, finally get the motherfucker out. So I leave out of the street that I'm on, try to do it all over again. So I finally bag out with that trailer, then bring my ass out of the street that I live on now, or I live on in my body, but you get what I'm saying. And so I make a right turn, try to turn around in another street in the neighborhood, and as I was turning around another street, white man walking. Everybody see it, right? White man taking his walk. I say, excuse me, Mr. White Man. I'm so sorry to bother you, sir. But do you have any experience on bagging a trailer back or whatever like that? And the white man says, well, yeah, I guess I do. And I said, do you mind bagging my trailer into my motherfucking yard? You feel me? So now, speed it up, right? So the motherfucker sweated in a motherfucking shit, nasty as hell and shit, right? So he get in the passenger side of the car, and now I go back to my street. And he was like, you moving in? I was like, yeah. And he says, are you a pilot? Now, for those that don't know, Donna Colleon has moved into a private aeronautical community. Ah, hold up. I need a hand clap for that shit. This one I ain't got down here access to that room. Okay, boom. Okay. So I'm in a private aeronautical community. Everybody got airplanes, and we got our own private airport. Okay, now boom. All right. So he was like, you're a pilot? And so I tell him my whole situation and shit. I was like, well, I just, and it's interesting because I literally thought that the nigga was like, you can't really move here unless you're a pilot or something, right? But, you know, the way I told it in on Facebook Live, you know what I'm saying, I told it like, wow, he must sense I'm a pilot, you know what I'm saying? But then, boom, it hit me later. So let me speed it up, let y'all motherfuckers know that I have my pilot book sitting between the seats. My Bible, my pilot Bible. That's how he knew that shit. All right. So anyway, so then I was like, well, yeah, I'm a student pilot. You know what I'm saying? I've been flying planes since November. My father got sick, and then he died in March, and so I haven't finished and flew a plane, been in Florida, goddamn trying to find a new place today. I ain't telling him all that shit. I just left it like that, okay? So at the end of the goddamn day, all right? So anyway, so he bagged the motherfucker in, 727, I see you, baby. So he bagged the motherfucker in my little driveway for me, and boom. And he was like, you need any help taking anything out? And I was like, nah, I'm okay, I'm good, this, that, and the third. This motherfucker's a retired Delta pilot, and he said he's fucking good. He's so goddamn glad he retired from that shit of a job. That's what he wanted to tell me. So now, right when, after it was over, you know what I'm saying, and he get ready to leave, and he says, Nicole, make sure you get your license. Make sure you finish, right? Please make sure you finish. We have our own, we have an instructor that lives here, fly planes. As a matter of fact, the motherfucker just, what did he say? As a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, I just saw him just take off at the airport with a student on the plane already, boom, boom, boom. His name is blah, blah, blah. He lives right here down the street. His address is da-da-da-da-da, all this other type of shit, right? Now, here's the funny shit, right? I ain't seen the man ever since. So yesterday, matter of fact, that was July 9th, and I saw him again. I took my walk before the Donna Corleone show, walking around, did my walk, and it started pouring down rain on the bitch. I've got to tell y'all that I got soaked and fucking wet out there, just thunder and lightning, raining hard and shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Right, and I'm damn near a mile away from my fucking house, but it was all good, you know what I'm saying? Because the bitch, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep, I had no choice but to keep walking and shit, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, boom, get back to my neighborhood, boom, okay? Me and the man is walking towards each other. This is the most funniest part. Now, mind you, that was July 9th. This was yesterday now. And the motherfucker said, and we meet up in each other. And he says, Michelle? And I say, no, Nicole. And then he said, and then I say, Craig? And he says, no, Carl. Okay, all right, that's not funny. I guess you had to be there to see it. And then we started talking. He said, you settled in yet? You know what I'm saying? Everything okay, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, I'm about 99% settled in, blah, blah, blah. He said, look here, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Woot the Woot. You know what I'm saying? The guy that fly planes and has his own classes and shit like that, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, he was like, yeah, I was just talking to him about you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he said, I told him about you and this and the third. He said he'd be honored to continue to teach you and get your flight hours in and blah, blah, blah. Man, this is so beautiful, man. God is good. And mind you, it's raining. It's pouring down. And I'm not far from the house now. I'm about 2 minutes from the house and walking. You know what I'm saying? And we're just standing there in the rain, just getting drenched and talking and shit, blah, blah, blah. So now, bam. Whew. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Tired. All right, let's do it again. All right, that part wasn't funny. Michelle? I said, no, Nicole. Craig? No, Carl. Okay, anyway, all right, fuck y'all, okay? All right, fuck it. That shit wasn't funny. Fine, okay? All right, fine. Fine with me, goddammit. All right, so anyway, moral of the story is, bitch take flight. Bitch took flight. I'm back on the poppin'. Hey. That was yesterday, and today is a great motherfucking day. It's a great day, and the ocean looks so beautiful from above. I just want to put that on record. It's one of the most beautiful scenes you ever want to see when you're flying and you see nothing but beautiful green, blue motherfucking water. It's a beautiful sight to see, I tell you. Okay, anyway, we move the fuck on. So, Mara's story is, when God wants you to have something, your credit don't mean nothing. Okay, that didn't go together. Okay, so anyway, I got something to share with y'all because I feel so bad because I don't really feel bad. I just open it up. I'm starting up with, I feel real bad, but I really don't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? But Fernanda's depressed. I don't know how to, you know what I'm saying? My daughter's depressed. And, of course, if nobody knows my situation, that so I asked her, I said, why are you depressed? And she was like, do you really want to know why I'm depressed? Or are you going to fucking listen? And all this other type of shit. And she was like, and I already know if I tell you why I'm depressed and what it's all about, all you're going to do is interject and you're going to talk about yourself. You're going to talk about your goddamn self. And I said, I promise you, I won't do that. I won't talk about myself. I'll just listen. I promise you and shit. And so how can I explain this? My first time talking to you motherfuckers. Okay. So she started to tell me, okay. She said, first of all, I hate America. You know, I was living good overseas in Spain. Then I come to America, had to stay with you, and you're one of the most difficult motherfuckers to live with, and I got depressed, you know, and when I go to Atlanta to be with my friends, but I'm afraid to get shot in Atlanta and shit, so I only be there for a few hours or a day, then I come back, and you're off, and you're just so fucking difficult to live with, and so fucking, I'm so depressed, then Tef, talking about my grandfather, my daddy. You know what I'm saying? And he passed, and my mom, she took a bunch of pills and shit, because according to her, to make the pain go away. So I can't, you know what I'm saying? I really don't have time to hurt, to cry, to grieve, and so I have to now be there for my mom and shit, because I don't want her to fucking kill herself, and so now we're moving, and you just beat me down so bad. I'm just using my words now, because her words are really big fucking large words, and she was like, you know, I don't know the word, you attacked me, that's the word she used, and you just kept attacking me, and I understand that most people or some people, when they're grieving, they attack everybody, this and the third. And by, for the record, I didn't interrupt her, but I do want to interrupt now and tell you motherfuckers, I was not grieving, okay, and I did not attack the bitch. I just got tired of the whole getting on my fucking nerves, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, yo, you know, come out. So I was only like saying, God damn, bitch, shut the fuck up. God damn, get the fuck out my face with that shit. God damn, bitch, I don't give a fuck like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bad the fuck back. You feel me? Like, God damn, I say that anyway. Okay, now back to her. Okay, I just want to put that on record. I haven't grieved. I ain't did a goddamn thing. So, you know, she was like, and this, that, and the third, and she said, and then, you know, I totally forgot that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to med school, and this, that, and the third, and this, that, and the third, and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, You know, I haven't had time to cry over my grandfather, Tef Tef. I didn't have time to grieve, and I couldn't shed a fucking tear, did that in the third, because I was so busy being there for you, and I'm just fucking losing it right now, and blah, blah, blah. And she says, that's when she breaks down, and she poured all out on me and shit. And I really didn't know, Zena, how to handle that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I knew how to handle it by not saying nothing or doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? But she was like, she missed him. You know what I'm saying? She really missed him. You know, she really missed him. And that's what she wants to get out, like her body, her system. You know what I'm saying? Like she's, because now she's settled. She'd been settled before I was settled. You know what I'm saying? She had her place in Florida for about a whole month before I got mine. And all she does is sit there and, you know, I don't know what the fuck she does, but she's not really doing nothing. She's just in a depressed state. You know what I'm saying? And it's about the time about to goddamn kick in a minute. You know, the time. Like, bitch, you got to fucking snap out that bitch. You got school. You know what I'm saying? You got med school, baby. But anyway, so she gave it all to me. And I really want to say this to her. I need some help, though. But I'm not going to say it to her, so I'm going to say it to you, motherfuckers, because it's better to say it to people that are unattached to another person's situation. But I want to say to y'all, this bitch blaming me. Don't it sound like the bitch blaming my motherfucking ass? Like, all this shit, like, all rolls lead back to my motherfucking ass, and she couldn't do blah, 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 and blah, 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 and you know what I'm saying? Because I'm so fucked up. She thinks I'm fucked up. You know what I'm saying? She think I need to be watched and shit. You know what I'm saying? She think I'm, like, not fucked up. Like, she said I was mentally ill. That's what she said. Now, that I was mentally ill, and because I was mentally, I am still mentally ill, that, you know what I'm saying? She didn't have time for a whole bunch of other shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, because she had to be there for me. That's extreme like a motherfucker, right? It's like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? Now, me and you talk, right? We talk during this whole time. I know we ain't talk a lot, but we talk during this whole time. You know what I'm saying? Am I fucked up? You know what I'm saying? Do I need to be watched? You know what I'm saying? Well, me and you were talking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want.
You're right. No, you don't need to be watching. You're not a fuck up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, okay, let me ask you this. Was I grieving?
No.
She said I was attacking her because I was grieving. Was I grieving?
No, you might have been irritated, but not grieving.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be irritated and, you know, and shit like that because of what was happening at the time. But grieving, no.
Nah, man, I mean, I really couldn't. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. I mean, if I tried to, I couldn't.
I don't even know what that shit means. Like, you know.
Me either, man.
Like,
fuck.
What does that mean? You know, like, what do people? What do people expect people to do? It's like I didn't get it because I'm not. Yeah, I mean,
right.
I got called. I didn't give a fuck because I guess I wasn't grieving, so I was told I didn't give a fuck. So, I don't. So everybody.
Well, she wrote off my actions is that I was grieving. Her and I have never spent this long of a time together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me and Sananda.
Right.
We never spent this long of a time. When she came back from Barcelona, you know what I'm saying? You know, bam. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, and all the way to Florida from, I think it was maybe October. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, October when she got back. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. God damn it, that's a lot of fucking months together with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think she got her place in June. Yeah, and moved to the other side of Atlanta, of Florida while I'm still stuck on the goddamn golf side. But, so, yeah, that was a lot of days and hours spent. And, of course, she was longing not to, first of all, I hate the United States. And so being in Barcelona made her feel more safer. And then to come back and to deal with all this, y'all hear that? You hear that lightning? That thundering, baby? You just hear it now. And to come back and deal with all that shit, you know what I'm saying? And then, boom, my father. And then, boom, you know what I'm saying, his transition. And then, boom, we back and forth, you know what I'm saying, going through this shit from Georgia to Florida together, trying to, you know what I'm saying, find me a goddamn spot to stay and all that type of shit. So, but I just want to put on record. Oh, you heard this, Ina? Yeah, I just want to put on record, man, that I feel bad for her. You know what I'm saying? That's how she, set the whole stage, you know what I'm saying, that she wasn't able to, to cry, to grieve. She had to hold it all in, I guess, because she had to be there for her mom, who is mentally fucking ill. who is mentally fucking ill and shit. And grieving, and I'm attacking her and all that other type of stuff, which I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? But she just, you know when somebody is so thorough, Neff, that it eventually gets on your fucking nerves? You know what I'm saying? They so thorough. Like, yeah. Have you called this? Well, we need to find out whether or not, you know what I'm saying, what company we're going to use and what day. And so I'm like, man, leave me the fuck alone, man. I ain't interested in that shit right now. God damn, bad the fuck, bad. So those were the attacks that she's talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like shit she, like that.
Is she connected that to grieving?
Mm-hmm.
That's
Yeah, you know, like somebody so thorough wants you to stay up on your shit. Man, I don't stay up on the goddamn thing. I let it happen naturally, man.
Right.
Like when they bought the, when they dropped the truck, the little fucking moving shit in the yard, right, for me to pack that bitch up, right? Now everything is packed up. And then she was like, we need to call them and have them come pick it up. I said, no, we ain't calling them for shit. We're going to fucking wait. You know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If everything is packed now, I need to call these people. You know what I'm saying? I said, no, we ain't calling them for shit. We ain't calling them yet. Fuck that. We're going to wait. That type of shit. Yeah, she likes that type of shit. I'm like, nah, man, chill out, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because I want to milk it as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you give me something, motherfucker, I'm going to hold on to it until you call my motherfucking ass and say you want it back. The fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Like, the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I'm like, you know, like, shit, patience, man. I mean, I don't owe these motherfuckers nothing. I don't owe them motherfuckers like this, you know. Well, once you finish, give us a call and we'll come pick it up. Okay, well, I'm not finished. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. It's a time for everything. You know, you move too fast, you're going to fuck up something. You know what I'm saying? You think you owe a motherfucking explanation or to let them know something, man. It may not be time for them to know that shit right now. You know what I'm talking about? I'm more experienced. And I was attacking her in a sense by telling her, first of all, bitch, I've been a spiritual being for 44 fucking years. I understand the spiritual side. Chill out on the physical shit. Don't come to me with that physical shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying, because that's too physical for me. You know, call this place and call this storage and all that type of shit. Well, this storage has this and this storage says this. This storage is a little bit cheaper. I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck about that shit right now, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we get to that, what they say, when we get to that point, man, that's a little bit different right now, man. This shit ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck going on right now. You feel? That's attacking. You know what I'm saying? That is attacking. Anyway, so, but the whole, it ain't even really about me. I don't give a fuck. People can use me for any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. The reality of it is, Neff, is that my baby hurting, man. My baby okay, whether or not you want to use me and shit and say I did this and prevented her from, you know what I'm saying, her grandfather, whatever the fuck that shit called, you know what I'm saying, to get it all out and to long form or whatever and miss them and shit and cry and grieve. That's the point. The point of it, man. My baby grieving now, and she depressed, sitting in that fucking house by herself. You know what I'm saying? And Showtime about to goddamn click in a few minutes, but I know she'll snap out of it. But, you know, and it's so interesting, right, because here's the crazy shit about it, right? The crazy shit about it, Neff, I'm about as happy as a faggot with a bag of fucking dicks. You hear me? So she stopped calling me, and I knew something was wrong with her, but I didn't give a fuck, okay, because I'm back. You feel me? I'm back, bitch. You feel what I'm saying? So, do you understand what I mean by I'm back? I'm fucking back. You know what I'm saying? Two and a half motherfucking months, bitch, I've been, like, fucking, like, not here. You know what I'm saying? 2.5 motherfucking months, man, fucking up shit, blah, blah, blah. So now, boom, I you know what I'm saying, I'm in my shit, you feel me? I'm in the light, you know what I'm saying, and the light is in me, you feel me? I'm in the light now, you got me? You know what I'm saying? I'm flowing and shit, you got me? And everybody now all around me is fucked up and depressed and shit, you know what I'm talking about? Now that I'm back, you feel me? Now I'm back. So, you know, I call her and shit, I'm all happy like a faggot with a bag of dicks. And I mean, I knew that I just figured, like, you know, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Look at my progress, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Look at my progress, bitch. You feel me? Like that type of shit. Then I knew that she stopped calling, or I stopped calling her. You know what I'm saying? I stopped calling because I said, fuck it, I got to stop calling these motherfuckers. And for the record, remember, everybody was busy now. Bitch, I'm busy. Bye. Bitch, I'm busy. Bye. Bitch, I'm happy. Bye. All that type of shit, right? Then all of a sudden, now, I'm back, and everybody got them all fucked up and shit, right? Like, how the fuck I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to y'all being, you know what I'm saying, so fucking on point, so busy, so happy and shit, that y'all hit rock bottom now that I'm fucking goddamn on the mount as God?
Right.
All this shit, like, oh, I get it. When one is up, another motherfucker is down, huh? When one is sad, another motherfucker is experiencing eternal bliss and shit. I get it. Like, Star Dancer said they were depending on you to stay stunted. You think so? Damn. See? You see that shit now? I heard that before. Remember that?
Exactly.
Remember Friday show? She said they were depending on you to stay stunted. Somebody else said that shit on Friday.
Stunted,
yeah. Somebody else said the sound similar to that on Friday.
Your children, though?
The days. Oh, and let me tell you about the other day, and that motherfucker sleep now. So let me tell you about this bitch nigga, right? This motherfucker gonna call me. Doc ass, right? This nigga gonna call me. And I think I was already tired. I know I was tired. But the motherfucker gonna call me now. And this motherfucker said, damn, what the fuck did he say? It was about 2-3 days ago. This motherfucker say some shit like, I'm starting Glim. Or some shit like that, right? All right? He said, yeah, I'm joining Glim, or I'm starting Glim or some shit. Y'all know what Glim is, right? You know what Glim is, Neff? Anybody? Y'all don't never want to act like y'all don't know shit. Just say you don't know Glim. Right? Glim. He said, I'm starting Glim. You know what I'm saying? He said, I'm about to order my books now. Right, yeah. He said, I'm about to order my books now and start Glim. Glim, y'all, is aviation.
Oh.
this old motherfucker here, okay? This nigga here. Listen. Now, this really bitch, really motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? I felt something.
My check. Now, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, my check. Yeah, yeah. You have my check.
My lightning struck. Lightning struck.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Type in, tell YouTube, I got to restart the YouTube form. But, lightning struck, boo. Give me a second. Yeah, I got to turn the computer back on. But this motherfucker, yeah.
You got a hand up, too. Thank you.
Give me a sec. Let me see if I can, just say no line. I ain't got no line right now. Hold on. Everything got to start back up. Hold on. Let me put my earpiece in then. Good. All right, Brent. Wait, let me say this real quick because the show still got to go on whether or not you two can hear a bitch or not. But, yeah, I got to get my internet back on. Okay. But, anyway, well, this motherfucker come out, goddamn. He keep y'all on switchboard for me now. But tell YouTube, I think the YouTube shit had to end. But,
YouTube? Okay.
Yeah, tell YouTube, be patient, man. Lightning, goddamn power just went out. But, it's back on now, but I got to get internet rebooted. But yeah, man, this nigga talking about he about to buy the books and shit and start aviation and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Now let me give you the backdrop of this old monkey ass nigga, right? For 20 years, I've been telling that nigga to get his fucking Florida medical license, okay? You clear? Everybody clear? For 20 years, I've been telling that nigga that shit, okay? Because I'm moving to Florida, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So you need to get your Florida medical license. So here this nigga did, put the horse before the carriage, whatever the fuck that means, or the carriage before the horse, horse before the carriage. Oh, yeah, that's right, because the carriage is behind the horse. So he done put the horse before the carriage. This nigga went looking for jobs in Florida, right? Now, but nigga, you ain't got no license.
Right. That's kind of important.
Okay. You ain't got no license, nigga. Okay. And now he found the job. They want his ass so bad. And I'm like, nigga, you ain't got no license. Okay. Right? Been telling that nigga, get your fucking license, nigga. Get your goddamn medical, your Florida medical license, nigga. All right, so now speed it up. Get back to the aviation bullshit, right? So all of a sudden, this nigga like he about to join, about to buy the books, and all this type of shit. And I'm like, nigga, what? I said, Doc, I got the fucking books, nigga. You ain't not finna spend no fucking money on no fucking flying goddamn school, nigga. What you need to be doing, motherfucker, is getting your Florida fucking license. How many times I got to tell you that shit? I have to tell this nigga this shit every fucking day. You hear what I'm saying? Now, this nigga all on aviation sites and shit, girl. Nigga, you need to be getting your Florida license, baby. What the hell?
That's for real. Yeah,
the
I don't know why you focus
nigga,
on anything else.
Only, like, for real, right? Oh, and one more thing, bitch. When I was on the other side of Florida, right, he'll fly in, okay, for a couple of days. He'll fly in, right?
Right.
Now, the nigga get vertigo. He get vertigo from flying.
Hmm. Okay. Wow. So why you focus on? Yeah, you focus on the wrong shit.
Like, yeah, man, that nigga get goddamn vertigo, shawty. Like, nigga, you can't even fly, nigga. How you gonna fly if you can't even fucking fly? He get sick.
Right. That ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, if you can't be in a plane as a passenger, how the fuck you gonna be in a plane as a motherfucking pilot, nigga? Like, the fuck hell going on around this bitch, man? Shit. Yeah, so this motherfucker here, man, I'm like, God damn, I ain't got no broadband right now. No.
Damn, okay.
AT&T slow ass.
All right. So they're not hearing this on YouTube.
Oh, no,
right
they can't hear. Nigga, if my internet, if the power went out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, AT&T ain't give me no broadband right now, shout out, man. But yeah, man. So I'm like, man, what the hell going on with these folks? You know what I'm saying? So I wrote it off like with dark ass and this old goddamn want to be a goddamn female pilot, like his bitch. I'm going to... Like, nigga, I'm still not going to be interested in your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
right.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm still not going to be interested in you like that, man. So back the fuck back.
I was saying it sounds like you're doing it to have a conversation piece with you.
He said that. He fucking said that shit. He said,
right.
I want to be able. That's what he said. Thank you, Neff. He said, he said, I want to be able to talk to you about it. I was like, motherfucker, I don't want to listen to you, though.
That's
the difference,
exactly.
Motherfucker. I don't want to listen to you. You ain't
exactly.
The motherfucker I want to listen to, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for y'all new wobbing-ass niggas that read shit. I ain't got time for that and talk. Got time for y'all niggas. You know what I'm talking about? Got time to listen to you. What the fuck? You gonna prep me now in fucking aviation, nigga? You gonna talk my fucking ear? The fuck? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know more than me, motherfucker. You probably know more about cars than I do, motherfucker, but I drive better than you and I can fix one better than you. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of, you know what I'm talking about? Like, we don't need that fucking be talking, nigga. You know what I'm talking about now? I don't need you talking to me, motherfucker. I need you getting to the money, son.
Right, focus on that. For real.
I need you getting to the fucking money, nigga. Ain't no goddamn, I don't know what type of bitch you think I'm goddamn am, man. I ain't interested in no nigga talking. Goddamn.
Right.
I ain't gonna hear no nigga talking. The fuck? Too old for that shit, man. I don't got time to hear no nigga talking, man. Yeah, talking about the same. I mean, yeah, but man, that should be proven. They prove me right every time, don't it, now? I say this nigga goddamn be wanting to be able to talk to you, like have a little bit more info on
right.
One up on you and shit.
That's the thing. It's the fear of being left behind. It is the fear of being left behind, mentally, physically, spiritually. Straight up.
This nigga ain't even doing his damn license and shit. Today, this nigga gonna say some shit like, I'm coming back, y'all. Y'all give me a second. Thank you, Nell, for taking the mic, but I ain't ready yet. But because I gotta set all this shit back up now. But this nigga say, I found this company. No, he said, I finally found how to get my blood pressure down for aviation. Some shit like that, the nigga said. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Some old crazy ass shit like that. He finally figured out how to get his blood pressure down. You know, it's a company that... It's a company, how do I end this live stream? It's a company that, we're going to have a problem now.
What happened?
We're going to have a huge fucking problem. We're going to have to restart the damn Donna Colleon show, baby.
Okay. All right. Let me get it set up.
Let me bring in 727 real quick, man. I'm sorry,
okay.
Y'all. I'm going to bring them in so me and you can work in the background trying to help this thing. I'm listening, though. 727-678. Did you mean to push one? Is this Boss Lady?
Yeah, this Boss Lady, Dawn. I pressed one earlier when you was talking about the U-Haul. I wanted to share a funny story. When I was moving in down this way from Pinellas County, the area I told y'all about that all CNI popped up over our city. So the county in Orlando that I moved into, my brother driving a U-Haul, my front door, too small to fit my furniture through the door. I got, like, you know, big boy furniture. So we had to take it in through the back door. So I told him, I say, drive a U-Haul truck around the backyard, and we'll get it in. We'll get the furniture in through the back door, through the sliding glass door. So he get it stuck. It gets stuck in the dirt, of course, and in the grass because it was fairly, the house had just got finished being built. And then long story short, it gets stuck, so I wind up having to call the U-Haul truck, a tow truck to help me get it out. I told them, I said, y'all go on back. I got it. We got all the furniture out of it, and we couldn't move it. It got stuck. So the tow truck people come, and they help nudge it out the grass, out the backyard, so I can drive it. So I should have let the man, like you were saying, you had to get the white man to come on over and help out. So I should have asked the tow truck driver. I should have asked him, Don. He got me out from stuck out the backyard, so I drive around on the side in between me and my neighbor house. I drive the truck, the big truck through there. I wind up whacking the side of my darn house trying to get it out.
Oh,
and you,
shit.
Yes. Duh, what I tell you? I say, dang, I don't, this is, oh, God, Duh, you just should have seen it. Duh, you should have heard it. You should have heard it. Before I could even try, I couldn't even turn it to try to miss it. I hit it, pow, hit right up the side of the dang side of the house with the U-Haul. So it just, when you tickled me and brought back memories of me, and I said I should have asked the tow truck driver to drive this truck from out the backyard up to the front driveway for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that. You tickled me when you was telling us about you calling the white man to help you maneuver the big U-Haul truck. Baby, let me tell you,
the
that
trailer,
is a man's
the trailer.
Job.
The trailer.
The trailer,
the trailer. Yeah, the trailer. Yeah, because you got to turn the wheel the opposite way. I was able to bag it into the, how do you call it, the Airbnb, so I can pack it and leave. But I wasn't able to fucking pull it off in the house that I move into.
Right.
Sure wasn't.
You
bad.
Tell Doc also, I wanted to say this too, tell Doc when he ready, when he ready to get his Florida medical license down this way, we need to chop it up. We need to do business together.
Doc don't do business, baby.
Well, I got a proposition. I got a proposition if he up for it, if he up for it in regards to the medical care field and what I got going on as well.
Well,
they got
I'm
gonna
tell
like,
you, it ain't.
Like,
I'm letting you know, it ain't Doc. It ain't Doc.
Okay.
It's me or Neff. It ain't Doc. Trust
okay.
Me.
Yeah, okay.
Doc,
well, yeah,
Doc
I was listening.
Doc don't know shit about it. Doc don't.
Yes, about these grants, because I've been getting a lot of grants, but they're not in the county that I'm in. It's closer down Miami way, which I'm willing to drive, but I said it will take me to partner up with someone as well. I've been getting offered all kind of grants, like Neff was saying, because in Florida they have something different, like a Florida vendor. So you put your commodity in through this registry in Florida, and then the government offers, they come to you. So they've been sending me all kind of grant offers to expand, you know, in different areas throughout Florida. And, yeah. And I just got set up way on the opposite end of where this is taking place, which I don't mind, you know, trying to travel for it. But I was listening, and if I can't wait for Hot Politics later on this evening, so I'm going to be tuned in to that as well. But, yes, those grants, Yes, those government grants, they worth millions of dollars on the table, millions of dollars. And, of course, you know, all the retirees come down in Florida and retire.
So did you get any grant? You got grant now?
I don't have a grant, but they offering me right now. I have the documentation, the paperwork and everything, but it's closer to Miami way from where I'm at. I'm in Orlando, and it's in Brevard County, which I don't mind. I would, because it's right up underneath $2 million, this grant. It's funded through it's a DCF grant for to work with disabled adults. So like they fund you can set up an office or you can purchase like group home houses and stuff like that. That's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to expand. I want to do it all, as far as in like the group home houses, assisted living facility, and everything else. And I know you were saying that, Doc is in the medical care field, so it's a lot that you can do. Once he does get registered up underneath his IPN number, which is his medical, not necessarily a medical license, but an IPN, it's an identifier that it identifies you as a certain type of provider or, whatever type of provider that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
right.
My daughter's my oldest daughter, she's in college right now, studying for her associate's degree in nursing. So once she's done with that, she's gonna come on board with me as well after she gets finished with that, probably next year. So, but yeah, these grants, as Neff was saying, through this registry, which is the Florida Vendor Registry. You go in and you put your commodity in, your whatever, your solicitation in there, and the grants come to you. And that's what's been happening, but like I said, it's down Miami way, which I'm willing, because it's a lot of money on the table, and I'm just scratching my head right now because I just moved this way. I'm like, Lord.
To Orlando side.
Exactly. But they have different grants, but this one in particular, they've been hitting me up about this one in Brevard, which is closer to Miami area, since last year, and it's still there. I said, Lord, what is you trying to tell me? Is this is for me? I know it is, because it wouldn't still be there. Like, you could bid on it. Different people.
So yeah, I know. So why don't you go after it? What's stopping you?
Well, because I'm a single mother. And, I run this, I'm holding down the fort on my own, so it's just like, and I still have smaller children here in Orlando that, school and everything else. So I don't know, I guess if I'm going to do that, and if, because all the business, all the people, the disabled care service that they need is in Brevard. They need people that's stationed over there. So I would have to think about relocating again. So that's why I'm scratching my head, even though I'm like, if it's for me, it's for me. But I just got settled in. Well, still trying to get settled in. I just moved up this way in January from Pinellas County. And then I'm like, that's a lot of money. But this is not the first time I received one. The first time I received the grant, when I first started in 2019, they offered me a grant, which I was looking for a partner in 2019 to help, but you know how people are. And I just say God is telling me that this is something that, is just for me, that I need to, like Neff said, really up my skill set and stop, trying to necessarily look for a partner. But that one was $2 million and some change.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got a little sidetracked. The question is, Neff, I'm ready when you are to drop the mic. Because I think they're getting some feedback somewhere. But it's still an echo? God damn it.
Well, I was just sharing. Don,
give me 1 second, because I'm asking, I kind of missed your answer. I heard about the babies and babies in school and stuff while I was trying to navigate with this whatever you want to call it.
It's pretty much the relocating. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind. I believe that I would have to relocate in that area to.
Now drop the mic.
To take on that.
Drop the mic in the after party now. Drop the mic in the after party now. Okay, so you would have to relocate. The fuck?
Yes.
$2 million, bitch. I'm out this bitch.
I know, that's what I said. So, and then my daughter just started college up here in this county that we're in now. So I'm like, oh man, I would have to reroute everything, you know.
Well, I mean,
so
your daughter in college,
I'm thinking,
though. Does she live there, or I mean, she lives in a dorm, or is she at the house?
No, she doesn't. She goes to school from my house, from the house to college.
Okay.
And then she also
works,
so I don't want to necessarily, you know, put that on her to worry about school, trying to go to work and help me out.
I understand that relocate. Why y'all do want to relocate? Shit ain't but down the damn street. If it's Miami, ain't but a, 2-hour drive?
It's a little longer.
it's 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours, right above 3 hours a commute.
Oh,
so
what's over there?
I've been thinking about
$2 million, motherfucker. Like, goddamn, you can stay your ass in Orlando. You're the only one that needs to be traveling.
But I would have to. I don't know anyone in this area just yet, the Orlando area where I just moved at, to like, you know, entrust them with my kids to make sure they get them.
What's your youngest?
You know,
how old is your youngest?
2 years old, almost 3 in October.
Okay.
He's 2.
I see.
Yeah,
right. And,
so I'm
and,
just
and
like,
your oldest in college, right? Is the oldest the one in college? What's the other age?
Yes. She's 19, and then I have a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and then the 2-year-old. And then I also take care of my disabled nephew. He's 11. So he's special needs as well. Yes. So I don't know.
Everybody's special needs.
Amen to that. Everybody's special needs. They have special needs.
Now, Ben called your ass mother in the shoe.
That's what my mother used to call me. I was mother hen. Let me tell you, I've been mother hen all my life, Don, before I started having my babies. I raised my nieces and nephews. I helped my sister them before I became a mother. While they was working and other people in the family, I always been a caregiver over children. That's what I do.
Well, now
I care for the children
and the
elderly.
You got a 19. So what, you got a 19, a what, a 13, a 9, a 7, and a 2?
Yeah, a 2. And then my nephew that's special needs, he's been in my household for 2 years. He's 11. Yeah, he's 11. And we pretty much have to do everything for him. You know, I have to do everything for him. So I would have, I have to think about relocating.
How special is his need?
Well, he can feed himself. He's in pull-ups because my brother had him. His mother abandoned him once she found out he had a disability, which came from her side of the family.
I probably would have did the same shit.
Well, yeah, she did, and my brother stepped up to the plate.
I know where hell I'm keeping some retarded ass motherfucker. Yo, I'm giving a fuck when you come out my pussy, motherfucker. I'm dropping this motherfucker off.
Yeah, so this is something that I've been doing since 2009. I've been caring for disabled young adults and adults as well.
You've been caring for disabled babies. You probably need to get a contract for children. Since your mother here, fuck the goddamn adult, man. Got to be something for the goddamn kids. That is your calling. Fuck that. That is your calling, honey. That is your calling. Hell yeah.
Right.
That's been your calling, like you said, before you even had children. That was your calling. And then the universe put the goddamn disabled nephew in your damn life. 11 years old.
Yes.
That's your calling, baby.
He's been in my household.
Yeah. That's what you should be focusing on. That's your business right there.
disabled babies, man.
Yeah, it's a very well paid field, the healthcare field, just period.
Go look into that, and I guarantee you can stay where you at, probably, because it's grant money at that point everywhere, disabled babies
yes,
and shit.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
So
look
into
that. I just have to let them know. Yeah. So that's what I said, because I had one that was in Pinellas County, the first one. It kind of, I ain't going to lie, it scared me. I was like, Lord, I ain't never got off of this much money in my life. And I said, Lord, I need somebody to help me with this much money. And that's how I was thinking at first when I first got the first opportunity for this grant that was in the county that I moved from. In Pinellas County, I was, trying to connect with different family members that also have medical license as well to help operate. You know,
well,
so
right now,
like,
you already operating, you already doing it. So,
I
can get you motherfuckers with some medical license. That ain't it. That ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But right now, you got to see what's in front of you. So you need to be dealing
absolutely.
With special needs babies and get paid. Do that.
Right.
And I got a list of doctors and nurses and all that, whatever the fuck you need that's licensed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That can help you out. You in the field, baby.
Yeah, have been for a long time now. And like I told y'all yesterday, when I saw all that going on in 2019, you know, what they were doing in those type of settings, I said, no, I've learned enough now, and I don't want to be a part of that, to step out and counteract what they were doing, being a positive, you know, and caring caretaker. I said, no, I don't want to be a part of that any longer. So I started my own health agency.
Good. Right. And focus on the children now. Focus on disabled babies, whatever they call it, special needs. That ain't special needs,
right.
Man. That's some other shit going on. And I'm a special needs ass motherfucker. I'm a special need. A motherfucker that ain't really there don't need shit, but they diaper change. I'm a special needs motherfucker.
What you say? You need more than just that. And
hell,
you don't
yeah,
even
I'm
need a
type of saying. Hell yeah, like nigga, I got special needs around this bitch. But I need you to get on that, and then I'll do my part for you.
Okay. Well, I'll get on it. I'm gonna go back on mute. Thank you for letting me share that with you.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about
and if you,
it.
And if certainly if you need a medical license, doctor, if we just got to throw doc in the game so you can get the money.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay.
Shit. And I want 20%.
That's what I'm trying to network. That's what networking is for.
I don't know what networking is. I don't know what the fuck is for. But if I got my hand in some shit, I want 20%. That's all.
Networking is having the right connections to get to the money. That's networking for me. Having the right connections and the right people on your side to help you get to the bag. To help us,
so
not
can,
just myself,
so we,
but yeah,
so we can help these babies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what
I'm
happens
back
to
on,
the baby though? I'm, don't go back on me yet. I got questions.
I really,
like, you know
I, to be honest, I really don't know because on my mother's side of the family, we don't have. My brother is the first. My mother had 7 children. I have 6 other siblings and. Our children, they don't operate the same as my nephew, but that's why I said it had to come from his mother's side because, yeah.
I mean, what
did
he diagnose with? We're not doing size and
well,
brain.
Well, I believe,
shit.
Honestly,
I'm asking,
what
is he diagnosed with? What did they say he has?
He's been misdiagnosed, to be honest with you. I'm in the process of now of seeking new doctors in this area to fully diagnose him because he's been misdiagnosed. They autism.
It's the vaccines, man. The shit didn't work with him. So that baby came out the womb, man. They shot that baby up. Autism,
exactly.
Whatever.
And they also said something. His mother had a C-section with him, or whatever gas that she was given. It affected him as well in a negative way. Which I still believe that it's from his mother, those genes on his mother's side of the spectrum, you know, the gene. because.
So who said it was a gas or something when she had a C-section? Who
well, that's
it?
What that's Not, what my brother mentioned that to me about his condition. Now, since I've had him and because I'm responsible for his doctor, I have to look into more things because I work in this field and my brother's been doing it and I've been helping him out. So for the past 2 years, me observing him, being with him on a daily basis and seeing him, and I'm like, no, it's something more going on with him. So right now in this new area, because they have better doctors and hospitals this way as well, I need to get him diagnosed because I know there's more to it. It's more to it. But in,
so
in
what does he do?
From,
give me some of his ways, his actions. What does he do?
Oh wow, he has like this ticking that he does, like where it's like a jerk. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
have any he doesn't have language.
Mm-hmm. He don't talk.
No, he doesn't talk. He has like this very hyper behavior where he does like this certain type of movement that he does, like you know how those, and I hate to say it, you know how those Africans, they have. Those Africans that you see, they jump up in the sky and all that. He likes to run. Like,
okay, exactly.
I call it a zooming behavior. Yes, but it's
exactly.
really not. Yeah, he's very active. He has, like, this little tick about him, like where he ticks.
His head be ticking and shoulders and shit be ticking.
Yeah, Yeah, and he rocks. He you know, he has like this rocking, you know, thing that he does. He also has
he
problems
rocks back
with,
and forth.
Yes.
He be rocking. Yeah, he rock back and forth and shit. Do a lot of that. And then sometimes
yes.
he go hard. He speed up real fast on it and shit.
And I have and shakes his head like, you know, like, you know how they say a baby will get shaken head syndrome if you shake a baby. That's how
mm-hmm.
sometimes, and I have to stop him from doing that. I'm like, stop doing that. But that's his disability behavior. That's like, that's something that he does. And he has something with his eyes where he needs bifocals. I could see that, but they haven't even given him glasses, bifocals or anything. And a lot of the times when I noticed taking him to the doctor in the county in Pinellas County where we just came from, those specialists, they call themselves specialists, they will be afraid to exhume him, like give him a full examination because of his behavior. And I'm like, I thought
mm-hmm.
I was supposed to specialize in this, you know, type of behavior. He can understand my commands. If I tell him to do something, if I say that, he understands that.
Mm-hmm.
He can understand that. So I'm like, well, if he understands that, then possibly it's a way with the right type of you know, medical professional help, and as well as myself, also just staying on top of things with him. I say some of those things can be helped, and you know, he can have speech, like he doesn't talk, but he makes these different sounds and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to go
mm-hmm.
in a refrigerator, and you know, the food. But he does not digest food very well. He has a problem with his intestine system. And I took him to a specialist in Pinellas County at John Hopkins All Children's Hospital, and they don't, me being a caregiver, and I see the way that when I bring him in, they really don't know how to operate with children on his level. So they really need caretakers to, you know, to deal with children with his type of motor behavior and just his movement, so that they were afraid pretty much. And I have to tell them all the time, you don't have to be afraid of him. He's not violent. Like he doesn't hit. He doesn't do any of that. He just have this, you know, behavior. And he can't identify with pain. Like if he's in pain, it's hard for you to tell almost. You know, it's
so what type of what
him.
Based on that he can't digest anything, like bad food anyway, it's hard to digest. But
right.
So what type of diet you have him on?
A mechanical soft, where I almost not puree, not like baby food parade, but I do like a mechanical soft diet for him.
What's in it? What type of food? What is
Where
it?
You, well, he could eat regular food. I just have to cut it up or mechanical. I brought a bullet and a I have to put it in this machine that chops it up fine
what?
For him so he can digest it a little better. And I give him prune juice to help his bowels.
What food do you give him? Would you give him chopped up chicken or some shit and rice and shit? I'm trying to see the food. What do he eat?
Pretty much a regular diet food. Anything that we eat, I just make it mechanical soft for him. Anything I cook.
Okay, let me make an announcement. It is thundering and lightning out here. If YouTube goes out again, I'll restart the show. Just for those that need to know, if you know what I'm saying, if the power goes out again, I just want to let you know. But let me ask you a little bit more stupider. What did you feed them yesterday? What did y'all eat yesterday?
We had baked salmon, some yellow rice with broccoli. That's what I fed the kids for dinner last night.
Okay, and you blended
for breakfast,
it for him. You blended it for him. That's what I'm saying. I want to picture this.
Well, with the salmon, I necessarily didn't do that with the salmon because it already is a sauce. It's like mechanical sauce, so that's something that I didn't like. Say if it was fried chicken or baked chicken, then I would have to mechanical sauce it. But because of the salmon being like a certain type of texture, and you know it was baked, the rice is already small, fine. You know, rice, so I didn't necessarily, I just have to make sure, and he feeds himself, so I have to make sure that it's mechanical soft, it's, you know.
So if he feeds
digestive.
Himself, why does he have to have on a diaper? If he can feed himself, he can goddamn go
well,
to the bathroom, right?
Well, because
no.
My brother, being a man, he didn't think to toilet him. Since he's with me, for the past two years, I've been trying to teach him how to toilet, like put him on a toilet after, you know how you do kids at, potty train, like my son age, he's two. So just the way that I do them, I've only had him 2 years in my own household, but I don't think my brother ever attempted that. He just used to let him poop and pee in his pull up and just because of his disability and not being able to communicate, I think he just, you know, just exited that out. So he can't go to the bathroom on his own, so I have to cue him. I always have to cue him and say, okay, it's time for you to, you know, sit him on the toilet. I sit him on the toilet after, you know, you know how you do kids at a small age and potty train them after they eat a certain 20, 30 minutes after they eat, then you know, toilet them or and stuff like that. So I always have he always has to be cued for everything. He can dress himself, he can feed himself, but when he's eating, I have to make sure that he doesn't, like he can eat, he'll eat. I don't know what my brother was doing with him, honest to God. I've been asking my brother to allow me to help him with my nephew before he was forced to allow him to be with me. And I only to help him. It's not. I think he was in a sense the same. Like he can do it, and I don't know why. But I was.
But he's been with you for 2 years, right? He's been with you for two years.
Since
why is he
May
still on the
2019.
Power? Yeah. So why he still in a pull up?
Well, because he hasn't been trained at all. Even at the school that my brother had him going to, the special needs school. They changed him. Like this is the school that he was going to. You have to supply the school with pull-ups and wipes so they can clean the child. I don't know. Well, in Florida recently, there's been some dramatic changes where they're now taking where they had the special need kids separated from the kids in the regular academic school. Now because of money being taken out from the children with disabilities, they're now integrating them into the school system with regular academic students, with average students because of cutbacks. So I think And also it's been a lot of teachers and the help in the school system is not like it used to be. You know, they're doing a lot of cutbacks. They're integrating those special needs students in the school system now, whereas then they had them separated. The special need kids went to a school for special needs students, and, you know, the regular average students, they went. So now they're integrating those students because of financial reasons. I don't know why that's being done, but I believe it's for financial reasons of why they're doing that, and also the help. They don't have enough help in these type of settings to, so they wasn't potty training him as well. You know, they would say,
yeah,
supply
but,
the food with the wipes and the pull up.
Okay, I get it, but I was only asking you, you had him for 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We ain't talking about your brother, your the schools, Florida,
well, I think it's
new
because
laws.
His country, his
mm-hmm.
his brain, the level that his brain operates, that's what I need to also find out because I've been doing it so often for the past 2 years, I always cue him. And just like a two-year-old child, and I'm really not understanding. Okay, say like he's 11 now, and I've had him for the past 2 years. So all his life, he's been from a baby up until, what, maybe 9 years old. My brother has been catering to him like a baby, and also the school system, the help that, you know, in the school system as
right.
far as in him being quiet.
Right, but, are you,
so
but you have him for 2 years, and he still ain't potty trained. I mean, he's
no,
still on
No, I think it's
a,
his comprehension.
A,
yeah.
It
I
can't
think it's
be,
comp-
because he sees himself. If he can see himself
yeah.
and his clothes himself, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's like you don't have to cue him. You have to say, you got to pee? You got to use the bathroom? Go use it.
No, he won't. He won't be able to tell you that. You just have to. You just have to. You know, being an adult, knowing
when
that.
When you say
you know,
he responds
we have
to your command, you told me that he responds to your command.
Yes, if I tell him to come on, let's do this and do that, he would do it. But as far as in, I don't see him being able to whatever's going on with his neuro. You know, with his neuro, I that's why I'm seeking extra.
I still don't understand
diagnosis.
What you're saying, though. I don't get it because you say he can feed himself. He go get food from the refrigerator. He clothes himself. He can put
yes.
his own clothes on.
Right. It's a routine because he's not, you know, in the school system, like the school that he goes to, they have year-round school for him. And then because I'm not home with him all the time, if I could be more hands-on with him, I think I could be more effective.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, that's what, yeah,
because
the schools ain't going to do
not,
shit. Right.
Yeah, of
right.
course not.
So,
so
so it is on you to, you know, to be more hands-on. See,
right.
in the caregiving field, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing. You probably hands-on like a motherfucker from 9 to 5 if you had someone else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you get home, man, it's like, what the fuck?
Right. Well, I do tend to him as well as, you know, my son. You know, I'm potty training him as well. But I have to really find out what's going on with his neuro to be able to give him the proper help or to have the proper
I'm telling you, ain't nothing wrong with that motherfucker, man. If anybody can feed they damn self, go get in the refrigerator and shit and put on some fucking clothes, it's just it needs that extra.
But he doesn't
God
know.
Damn it, go take a shit.
Yeah,
go
he
sit
can,
now.
Now, you're right about that. He can. He will go in
the
refrigerator and with his clothes, like, you would have to, if you give him the clothes or you give him his pull-up, he can put it on. But
yeah,
also
he can do all that.
His motor skills are,
we
yeah,
don't care
his,
about
his,
the motor skills right now. That'll come
right.
later. But for a motherfucker
right.
to do all that, you know what I'm saying? That means all
right.
he got to do is get you transition that motherfucker to goddamn stand up or sit down and take a piss in the shit and wipe his ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's
hey,
what
a motherfucker
I'm
ain't got
on.
To talk now. A deaf motherfucker
right.
ain't got to fucking hear. You know what I'm saying? They can still do a whole bunch of shit.
Right. I just say maybe he needs some more time. Like, in 2 years, the stuff that I'm doing that I know my brother isn't doing, And when he comes out of that setting where he is in school, then I continue the same thing even more than what they're doing.
Oh, so
because
you're saying right now he's in school?
Yes, he goes to school,
11-year-old in school
year round.
That's the hindrance right there. That's why, because if he's spending more time being a baby in fucking school, and these motherfuckers just sitting there getting a fucking check and shit,
right,
then he's not going through any growth. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't seen no growth in 2 fucking years, and you won't see shit in 20 fucking years if they still if he's still with them motherfuckers.
Right. Like they had he had a speech therapist, and they basically that used to come to the house like 3 times a week to work with him. And I guess she, you know, notified the healthcare his caseworker and said that what she was doing with him as far as in the speech, she put it as he would not be able to improve his speech.
Which not true.
I know the devil is a lie. Yeah, that's what I told him.
True.
So, yeah, they recently just stopped sending the therapy to the house to help work on his speech therapy. As well, I said she was not only working on a speech therapy, she was working on motor skills with him as well. Because, you know, I say they should be teaching him sign language or trying
man,
to
let
adapt
me just
to
say
him.
This, man. Now, yeah, that's true, too. Let me say this, man. How you going to be a speech therapist? I have not, I mean, especially in that type of situation. You understand? Like,
right.
There's a lot of people that won't talk. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people.
Right.
He ain't brain dead. He ain't a fucking vegetable. So, you
right.
know what I'm saying? In other words, what I'm trying to say is this. I have never seen any of them type of people, right? Because in a minute, that boy is going to turn into a people, okay, from 11
right.
to goddamn 27 years old, and they still not going to be able to fucking talk. I have not met or seen a real speech therapist that can transform a child, you know what I'm saying, and able to speak. I have not. Them motherfuckers, that's a lie. They don't do
right.
it. They can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Have you?
Right.
Shit, with all the motherfuckers.
Well, that's
I mean,
what
if
she
told
them, the adult, and now they stop
that if you deal with the adult mental disabled, physical disabled motherfuckers, they sound just like his ass. They end up
right.
like him. He end up like them. So that means that
right.
shit ain't fucking working. If you can't fix them motherfuckers by 27, 30-something years old, they still in the same state they was when they was younger. You
right.
That shit is a lie.
And that's what they're doing in the school systems with kids like him. Like, you know, they got him marked as a sixth grader because of his age, but clearly his motor skills, they're not trying to teach him how to hold a pen or you know, how to do anything
exactly.
like that.
So what the fuck
they
is
just,
he going
like
there
you
for?
Say,
what the
just,
fuck you putting
there
for? Absolutely, well, man. That shit does not work. If they're still mentally, or what you call them shit, special needs adults, they have to have been special needs fucking kids first.
Exactly. And I've been
they
in
don't
an
get
adult
better?
Setting. No, they don't. No, they don't. I've been in the setting with adults. And with children, just like my nephew, and that's why I was able to take on my nephew and wasn't afraid for me having my own 5 children and taking him in a household.
All right, man, fuck that.
I'm gonna tell you
what you need to do. Thank you, Miss Hudson. You need to put that motherfucker in some extracurricular activity. You put that nigga
right.
in karate. Put that nigga in karate. Watch The Accountant. Thank you, Ms.
Right.
Hudson. Watch the movie The Accountant. Study the hell out that motherfucker. Minus the violence and the sensation of it, okay? But put that
right.
motherfucker and follow what the daddy did because the same shit they showed is in the movie. The father put that nigga in fucking karate and shit like that. He had the same problem. He tried, and they put him in school with them fucking kids. But he also had to add, he had to do his part, make them normal. Y'all are making them motherfuckers abnormal. Even the more
right.
you talk, you're still making them abnormal. Oh, neuro, all this, all that. He doesn't have that. You know what I'm saying? So you have to make that motherfucker just like your children. So put
yeah,
that
that's
motherfucker
what I'm working
in
on.
Goddamn karate. put that nigga in karate. That's what the nigga, I think that's what he put him in. He put him in all types of shit.
Right.
Because he, you know what I'm saying? And that's how they got better. And then the motherfucker started talking. Motherfucker had to talk then. You know what I'm saying? You put them around retarded motherfuckers, how you going to get better? Let me tell you something. If you around a whole bunch of dumb motherfuckers, you know you're going to stay dumb, right?
Right. And that's how kids
exactly.
learn, too, being around other kids. So
exactly.
That's
he's speaking their language. He only come
right.
to y'all like he in a foreign company, in a foreign country.
Right.
He's speaking like, just
like
the motherfuckers in a retarded school.
Like my nephew, he would play, I don't know what my brother was doing with him, but the things that he is breaking out of from being up underneath my brother and out of that other school system in Pinellas County, he's doing more different things. Like I could see him picking up on my children, his cousin's behavior. Like you said,
absolutely.
Making him normal.
Shit. Goddamn, you can't be goddamn making a motherfucker more retarded.
Yeah, being
God
around
damn it,
other,
shit.
You're right.
Be around
right.
other, a whole bunch of other retarded motherfuckers, you're going to adapt to your environment. You're going to be that.
That's true.
So now you see that when he's around your children, you see him doing some real normal-ass shit. That's probably how he was able to dress himself for the past 2 years.
Yes, and that's why he's been going to the refrigerator because he see them.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's
so
right,
take fuck that shit. That nigga need to come out, that shit. The state don't need to get no. They don't need to give them niggas no more fucking money. Get that nigga out that
That's
shit.
That's why I said I want to start my own. I want to start my own because, they're not affected. They're not even affected with the kids, you know, in the curriculum. They're teaching the kids. They're passing them without them being the smarts, having the smarts to be passed up to the next grade level. They just, you know, passing these kids along. The regular kids, the average kids that doesn't have the disabilities, the school system is failing all of them. It's set up to fail, not to, you know, get them.
Man, people is set up to be failures in the presence of other people so that the other people can be failures.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's if your children is a success, boss lady, then he needs to spend more time with them. Then he needs to spend more time observing and watching and listening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And before you know it, he won't be like talking like the rest of the retarded ass kids in that goddamn school
right.
all year round. That's the thing. You got to take them out of that bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually thinking about because now they're sending out messages saying, you know, in order for the kids to go back into the school system, Well, they're not forcing it just yet, but they're saying something about this shot. And I told my kids, if they won't try to get this shot and have this heat picking up, I said, y'all not going to school with no mask on. I'd rather homeschool y'all. You know, I don't want y'all to go back into that setting if they're trying to say, well, you the kids got to get a shot to come back to the inside the school system or even wear a mask for 8 hours in the school system. You know, I'm not willing to do that either. I'd rather homeschool them.
Yeah, take them out. Fuck it, man. Your children are more important than these bastards. Fuck them.
And
life
we the best teachers anyway, the parents.
Yeah, especially if y'all got down, you know what I'm saying, get your head in the game.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, man, y'all need a support group. God damn it, you know what I'm saying? Neff took her babies, matter of fact, her baby was never in public school taught by none of them motherfuckers. She took them straight from the womb to home school.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I salute you,
they're
Neff.
Doing real good. Her son now, I mean, shit, Neff, how old was little Daryl? Daryl wasn't even in school age since I known that motherfucker. But now that nigga, he about to hit high school now, if I'm not mistaken. Home school since from then. You know what I'm saying? And of course, my baby graduated from home school with a 4.0 and a goddamn scholarship.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm about to start that life
full
time. Shit, that's
what you're talking about. Shit,
right,
that's big,
awesome.
Man. So, yeah, man, you need to do it.
My 13-year-old daughter just got offered a scholarship for a private school setting, but I know how they we just got up here in this county. Once she was in the public school system at this particular school that she was enrolled to now, and I guess maybe her grade level or her smart level or her grades and what she entered to the school system and was able to surpass the other students, they, not even 2 months after her being in this setting and them seeing what she can do, they offered her a scholarship to a private sector school, which I know nothing about. I told them that, you know, I need to do my research and stuff like that to see, you know, what kind of school that is. But I really want to homeschool them, period, because everything else is going on. And they were homeschooled when Corona first came in, and they pulled the kids out of school down in Florida, and they homeschooled, and they passed with flying colors on their own, just me, you know, coaching them. I backed out of the medical care field for a while. I stopped working, and I was full-time, you know, with them and helping them, you know, with the homeschool thing on the computers and stuff with the curriculum. And they passed with flying colors at home. So that was the first time I ever did it, was last year. And when we moved up here, I let them, they wanted to go back into the school setting because they pretty much probably was tired of me. So they wanted to go back into the school setting.
Inside of each other.
That too. So they did, but this year I said no. You know, they're not going back into the school system in August when next month comes. I'm homeschooling them.
Well, look up Connections Academy. How you spelling that?
Okay.
Been a long time, Shawty, since my youngest is 21 years old now. So
Connections Academy.
No, not connecting. It's ION.
Connections. Oh, yeah. I said connecting. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, Connections Academy. I thought it might have been spelled with an X. I don't know why. Yeah, Connections Academy. Yeah, they all over the United States. They got a private side and a public side.
Okay.
Private going to cost you money. Private homeschool. Public homeschool ain't going to cost you a goddamn thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to look into that today, actually. I have time today.
And I'm going to tell you what to do with this 11-year-old. They have, get them little, I still use this my damn self for myself. So for the 11-year-old, just get him the same books you will get your 2-year-old. The little
book
so he can learn how to write his name and use a pen and give him the alphabet, you know, worksheet and all that shit so he can trace the alphabet. Put that nigga to work, man. What's wrong with y'all?
Right.
Goddamn, pacify these motherfuckers. You don't pacify none human.
I'm just talking, man.
Like, for real. Like, I'm just telling you. Because you ain't did it. You ain't bought them fucking Connect the Dots workbooks, a coloring book for this motherfucker. So, goddamn it, get this nigga a coloring book, some crayons and shit.
Right.
Keep this motherfucker busy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When he with you, you know what I'm saying? Work all day, then go to sleep till you pass the fuck out, the little kids, man. Keep their ass busy around this bitch.
I know, that's right.
One of the moving guys called, and I've never heard this, I heard this shit one time in my life, but it wasn't regarding me, a slave driver. Have you ever heard that word, slave driver?
No, I haven't.
Me either, but it's the second time I heard it, the moving guys. First time I heard it was, I think, from Doc. He was saying that some woman, a doctor woman, you know what I'm saying, was called a slave driver. This is, it might be Doc. But anyway, a slave driver. You need to be a slave driver, baby. But the guys that moved my shit out of storage, boss lady, and brought it here.
Right.
One of the guys called me a slave driver.
Wow, damn.
Called me a slave driver. I am a fucking slave driver. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you need to become a slave driver, Charlotte.
Absolutely.
God damn it. A slave driver is a motherfucker that tells slaves what the fuck to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to go. God damn it. When you
I'm
get there, what
that.
To do, motherfucker. Absolutely. A slave fucking driver. And so you got your 2-year-old. And you got the 11-year-old, and you got the 9-year-old, you know what I'm saying? But you got the slave drive they ass so they can be even greater.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to invest, baby. So get that motherfucker some coloring books. You know what I'm saying? Get
right.
that nigga some coloring books, and goddamn get one of the 13-year-old girl when she got time, and tell her to, you know what I'm saying, like the books to say find the object. find the two of the same objects, I still work on, I still get coloring books and workbooks for my damn self. It'd be like, for 0 to 2 years old, I still get them little goddamn books. And I'm going to take a picture of some of them I got. It's the activity books. That's the name of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get him an activity book and get the 13-year-old slave driver. You're going to slave your 13-year-old. Sit next to little Loose Neck, your nephew. And show him how to, and explain to him what he need to do on this goddamn activity shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit. You get all the children involved because they are involved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And boom. You know what I'm saying?
We work together.
You're absolutely right. God damn it. Get back to it then, man. Shit. And watch that motherfucker outshine all your kids.
I told him, I said, by the time his daddy come home, that's my goal. I see it in him. God showed me a vision about him having, being able to talk and everything. That's why I'm trying to equip myself to be able to spend more time, you know, hands-on time with them while still trying to make a way for myself and in my household.
That is making a way for yourself, because if you can motherfucking turn this disabled, retarded, special needs motherfucker into one of us,
right?
Then you are really a health caregiver, okay? If you cannot, you suck like the rest of them motherfuckers,
right? Well, I'm working on it, and God knows I got the ability to make it happen, so. I'm working on it. I want to be able to help him
Boss
and
lady,
others.
Young, black, and ambitious. Get it done.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So give him some activity books, boo, and some pencils.
Okay.
Give him a fat-ass pencil. I think that's what they – nah, fuck it. Nah.
Yep.
Nah. Skip him.
I think that'll work,
too. Fat
pencil.
Skip him from a
fat
pencil and just give him a regular goddamn pencil. Goddamn it, fuck that. He don't need all that. Speed him up quick, fast, in a hurry. You know what I'm saying? And then your remedy works, for you know it. It ain't going to be a $2 million grant. Motherfuckers going to be wanting you to teach them how to do that shit. You get paid $2 million a motherfucking week. Be so goddamn busy showing these motherfuckers how to goddamn.
Yeah, my program. Yeah, that's what. Well, actually, I got a corporation.
And I want 20% because I'm helping your ass with this shit, goddammit.
Yes, Don. I'm telling you, I have that mindset. I live by that motto, black, young, black, and ambitious. I'm very ambitious, and I'm jack of all trades when it comes down to this profession and also helping others. I go above and beyond.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right,
well,
baby.
Thank you for letting me share, Don, and I thank
man,
you for
thank you, man.
You know, yes, thank you so much. And we'll talk again in reference to your
20%. Well, that'll come later. Right now, telling you, shit works.
Right.
Turn a retard to a tard.
Yeah,
like
I'm going to formulate a program so that's effective so they can see. You know, I just had him in 2 years, so I'm going to work on it. More so.
It's time.
Now,
homeboy about to be a teenager in a minute. Go on and get that nigga ready, man, so you can go to party and fuck some bitches.
Hey, man, I'm telling you. Right. That's what I said. I say by the time my son get up in age, I can see them making out.
This motherfucker going to end up goddamn getting a goddamn full scholarship to Harvard and shit. Goddamn fucking with me, goddamn. I turn shit to sugar. You feel me?
Right.
So,
shit,
you got to turn this motherfucking shit to sugar, man. Goddamn,
that's
you remember
good.
Blindside, that retarded-ass Mike Martin? It was retarded, stupid, fat, and shit. Goddamn.
Right.
Shit, mama didn't want his ass and shit. White woman picked his ass up, man, turned that motherfucker to an NFL player. Here's you talking about, makes money out this little motherfucker properly.
That's right, and he's fast on his feet. He's a runner.
Yeah, put them in track and shit like that, man. And then karate, man, you got to run around that motherfucker about 5 goddamn times. Put them in extracurricular activities. The motherfucker ain't shit wrong with this nigga, man. It's just that his growth was stunted.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I'm on it.
I'm with you. You're not by yourself. You hear me? I am
yes.
with you. Okay.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
For real, I'm
really
with you,
do.
Man. That's why I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm for the kids. Okay? I'm
right.
for the kids. Even though I don't like children, I'm for the kids though. I'm big on kids.
You
don't
say even though you don't like them little bastards, huh?
I don't like them little motherfuckers. But I'm big on them and shit, man. And I know that they
yeah.
always been after the kids, fucking the kids up, all this type of shit, making up new diagnoses for them motherfuckers, bringing it home and everything. Like, I don't know if you remember when, what's my girl night, Amici the writer, took her son is in school, she called into the show, and she said, the teacher said that my son has a learning disability. I said, bitch, you don't believe that bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't
That's
fucking
what they
believe
tried to
that.
Say about
just
my 19-year-old
fucking
daughter.
On that. Yeah.
Yep. They tried
well,
to,
no,
they
no,
tried to dumb
that.
Down. Yep. And I didn't. I went to school and talked to those psychiatrists. I said, no, she has been having other problems in the school with other students bullying her and taking her off focus. Once they removed her and I went and
Absolutely.
Protested, I said, no, y'all not going to put
it
that on my
air.
Child. Ever since,
and
this was
fight.
Elementary,
they tried that
third
Warrior.
Grade.
As soon as I put Warrior in fucking goddamn with the white ass motherfucking schools and shit.
Yep.
They were like, something wrong with your bitch. That bitch
yep.
can't talk.
Something wrong
some
because
shit.
They see that
yeah.
the kids are smarter. Our black children are actually smarter than the white ones. So then they want to put something over our kids and look at us like we just really some dumb mothers and parents out here.
If you believe them motherfuckers, if you believe, then it's going to happen. You're going to go around
told them y'all
putting
move
it out
her
there.
Done third grade. This is my oldest daughter I'm talking about. Third grade, they tried to diagnose her and say that she had a learning disability. And I said, no, my baby come home and tell me what's going on in y'all's school system in the classroom. I told them to move her into another classroom, and that was third grade. From third grade, when they moved her, and she finished out elementary from she was there from kindergarten to fifth grade, but once third grade, this incident took place where they tried to tell me she was special and had a slow learning disability. I said, no, she does not. They moved her into another classroom with another teacher, and I was more, after I figured out through my daughter what was going on in the school, I was more on the school and the teachers letting them know it's their responsibility. She been an honor roll student from third grade all the way to high school. She finished with 30 credits in the 12th grade. She had 30 credits. She had already been her Spanish.
Hey, listen to you, motherfucker, man.
I'm telling you, Don. They,
hey, you
they really tried to.
What they say. You can't believe it. You
I
cannot
sure
listen
did.
To that
I
shit.
Went there. I was not hearing. I said, nah, baby, because academically, I
hell
know
no,
what
we
I take
black
the, but I know what
bitch.
I do at home. You damn so right, Don. I told them.
We real black. We the real black motherfuckers. You got us fucked up
yeah.
listening to you, motherfucker. We real black. We ain't the,
and
we ain't the black
them
people
too, and my baby
black.
Did
we
too.
Live black.
Exactly.
Right,
we live black. And my
yeah,
baby showed them
shit.
Too. I told them she was
we live
not.
In darkness where the intellect is at. You got us fucked up.
Yeah,
they
do that.
Bitch.
They're trying to dumb the children
down. We the great
down.
Black. We the great black.
That's right. The best
black
that ever
power,
done it.
Motherfucker. Black power around this bitch. You got to fuck up. Look at that baby.
True.
19, now she in college and shit, man. Hell yeah, man.
And finished with 30 credits. All they needed was 24 credits down here in Florida. It's 24, and she finished with 30. And she did
right?
She was taking college courses before she even graduated high school. She was already taking college courses, and now she's enrolled, you know, working on her AA, and then it's going to be her bachelor's. And
there
then
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
shit.
And they tried
come
to say
on.
She was, had a slow learning disability when and after they moved her from
you're
elementary to
woman.
Middle school to high school.
Record. You're a real black mother. You're a real black mother.
I wasn't
mother.
Going for it
because
I know what I
mother.
Do for them at home. I
thank
say
you.
The devil
well,
is
you're
alive.
You're a great black mother. And yeah, not when you know yours. Goddamn, you got me fucked up.
And
you
I know what
no
I instilled in them. Exactly.
You got to tell them, you ain't get no check.
Right.
You ain't no extra check.
That's what they do, too. That's what they was trying. And that's because she was showing them that she was more like my 13-year-old, second oldest. She went in, we just moved up here. 2 months after her being in school, they sent her home paperwork saying she should go to this private school. They got a scholarship to go to this private school. I say because they don't want her to be too smart around the other of the children, or they know what they're doing in that setting to those other average kids that go to the public school system. So they want to move her somewhere, you know, that's challenging. They know that the public school system, it doesn't challenge her, and their curriculum is not challenging enough for her. She's surpassing and crushing everything they bring her way.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So she probably one of them, hey, Zinni, you listening? She probably one of them mysterious Benedict Society babies. Maybe she
yeah,
do need
she
to be saying, around them special ass motherfucking kids, man. Intelligent
yes.
babies, man.
Yeah, she want to be a surgeon, or surgeon general.
Okay.
Yeah, she loved watching that Grey's Anatomy. She could tell you so much stuff and all that good stuff. I say, okay, you're going to be my doctor then. It won't be too long. She keep it up. She'll probably graduate early and be one of those black children that's in college at 16 and 15 years old.
Shit, I saw one say 11. I said, man, they fucking lying. They just
right.
goddamn lying, man. They just fucking lying. They just fucking making no fake ass. There ain't no fucking such thing. They fucking lying.
Right.
Somebody ain't fucking. I think it was a 11-year-old or 12 or 13-year-old in Morehouse. I said, man, they fucking lying. I'm sick of believing
wow.
this bullshit.
Fucking
what you
lying. Say? You said That got to be a mirage. Gotta
yeah, man, they just
it.
Making up too much shit, man. They just fucking lying. You know what I'm saying? I should do that. Do a whole article and shit. You know what I'm saying? Do an article, make up a fucking article, and put Twank Star Son on that bitch, Gabe, and be like, youngest motherfucker, 10 years old, accepted to fucking Yale. Niggas going to believe it and shit.
So you the people that the president talking about, Don.
What?
I was making a joke when you were saying you could make up an article. I say
mm-hmm.
by President Biden saying, you know how you said how black people go for it. That's what he's saying. We making up stuff and we changing people's minds against this vaccine.
Man, the government been making up shit for a long time. The public
exactly.
school, the school system been making up shit the whole time. Been lying and putting in fucking books
yep.
and making us believe that bullshit. The
mm-hmm.
fuck? Everybody been lying. The damn Bible is a lie. God damn it.
Right.
The fuck? Everything's a goddamn lie. Just because it's in a fucking book don't make it a goddamn truth.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? They
That's
told us that Pluto was a planet. Now our babies go to school, ain't no such thing as Pluto. So what do you fuck? Y'all
yeah.
were lying to us then? Or you lying to my children now in the fucking books?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They told us that niggas were slaves in the fucking white man school books. Now, when your children are born and go to Mr. White's school, they're going to call them interns and not slaves.
Right.
Which one is it then? So were my ancestors interns? Oh, no, just my children's children ancestors was interns and not slaves.
Right.
So fuck these motherfuckers. Shit, I ain't the first liar. God damn it.
That.
I'm in the back of the line, damn near 6,000 year line at the back of that shit. Fucking lying ass motherfucker.
Right.
Changing their fucking mind on every goddamn thing. Teach your own babies, man. Yeah, but check out Connections Academy, sweetheart. And now if
okay.
I need you, man, I need to know is that show set. Because it's show about the goddamn self-destruct if we don't, for Blog Talk. So I need to know that you, Neff, come in, Neff. I need to know that you, you got the show ready, lock and load, so we can go.
Yeah.
You ready?
Do the
whole 180 for the hell of it, and I'll do it. Let the man of the hour take the rest of the shit. But everybody on the call lines, we're going to go live again because, remember, it's thundering and lightning. My power shut off and shit like that, and this show is going to cut off regardless. So everybody on the call lines, hang up and call back in. We got to restart this motherfucker. You niggas on YouTube, you're going to hear a moment of silence, and I still love you, though, okay? So just you're going to hear some silence for a minute till we get the show back. Let's do it now. Ready? Go.